going in the off season. And I, to me, you know, for the future, that's how important this ball game is. And so we're very hopeful that we can accomplish our goal.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Rick Rubacher, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Sonny Lamps and a play-by-play description up next. Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln in downtown Hastings. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
As the sun sets in Central Nebraska, one final game is all that's left in the 2011 regular season. For many teams, it's the final push to send their teams into postseason play. For the Hastings High Tigers, the Aurora Huskies may have sank the ship with last week's 61-7 win. But as we've seen each passing week, anything can happen in Class B football. The Tigers have a chance to end the season on a high note with a road trip to square off against their rival, the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. For some seniors, it's their last chance to seek greatness, the last time suiting up, the last shot to hear their number called. Throw in those emotions into a rivalry game, and you have a recipe for a great football game. Let's go live now to Grand Island to the KHS radio broadcast team of Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Viking Field. We're at Grand Island Northwest High School here tonight for high school football on 1230 KHAS. A couple of longtime rivals getting together here tonight in the final ball game of the 2011 regular season as Hastings High gets set to take on Grand Island Northwest here tonight. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And Jimmy, a couple of teams that have struggled all season long will get together, but when you get to Grand Island Northwest and Hastings together, you can throw the record books out. These teams really go after each other, no matter if it's in football, basketball, and track, whatever. These teams like to compete against one another. This should be a great ball game here tonight.
Well, they really do. And last year, the game in back in Hastings, it was a hard-hitting ball game. And if I'm not mistaken, one of the Hastings High running backs broke an arm in that ball game. Just a very physical contest whenever these two teams get together. They do not like each other, although they are lined up out on the field. They are doing a in-memory deal of Dave Cushing, who was a big part of Hastings High program, as well as Grand Island Northwest, who passed away earlier this year, but both teams on the field right now. But, again, both these teams, yeah, Grand Island Northwest coming in the season, there was high expectations for this ball club. They were rejuvenated. They thought this was really going to be the year that they were really going to put together a great football season, and it just hasn't happened. 2-6 for the Vikings. They have just they've had a horrible time just getting things going offensively, and the kind of the same way Hastings High, they have really been a light switch team, so to speak. One week they play really, really well. The offense gels, the defense plays well, and then the next week it's a whole new team. So last week against Aurora, just a horrible, horrible loss for the Tigers. And Aurora, we got to see them. They're not as powerful as they have been in the past. They are still a very good football team. And Randy Hubert's got a machine over there each and every year. They find a way to win, and they found a way last week. 61-7, they dismantled the Tigers. And just a tough loss for Hastings High. But, you know, you, as you said, you can throw the records out the door. This is a rivalry. Just up 281, Hastings High wants to win. They want to put a win in that column on the last game of the season.
You know, I don't know how many times Rick talked about throughout the season. I think he thought his football team was turning the corner after some big wins this year. Of course, we opened up with a win over Schuyler, and and Hastings looked pretty good in that ball game. They had a win over Holdridge. Rick thought maybe, yeah, the team's starting to take a turn for the better, but it, like you said, it just has not happened. Hastings had a three-game losing streak there in the middle of the season with Seward and Scotts Bluff, and Alliance got that win over York and then was dismantled by the Aurora Huskies a week ago. So, yeah, a win tonight would be a great stepping stone maybe into the offseason.
Well, it really would be. I go back on the roster as well. We did the Schuyler game. They looked very good. Schuyler, although, has not won a game this season, but still they looked very good offensively and defensively. They were in that Adams Central game, probably should have knocked off the Patriots. They didn't. They lose 13-3. And then the Holdridge game, they turn around and win. And then we go up and do the game in Seward, and a game that Seward hadn't won a ball game as of at that time. And then Seward comes out on top. So just a hard team to figure out. They go out to Scotts Bluff. They lose there. And Hastings just has yet to put everything together on a weekly basis. And last week, I'm sure that the coaches have put this behind them. They want to fast forward and get into this ball game. And preparation, I'm sure, was everything that game last week was way behind them. And they were looking forward to the Northwest Vikings tonight.
So it's Grand Island Northwest and Hastings High tonight in high school football action. It's the season finale here for the regular season. We'll come back and check the starting lineups and get you close to the game time here tonight as our pregame show continues in 1 minute.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Jimmy Purcell back here in Grand Island at Northwest High School tonight. Hastings High in Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Another game is going on involving the city of Hastings this evening. Adams Central is playing a big ball game against the Lexington Minutemen. That ball game is actually being played at Lloyd Wilson Field tonight, kicking off at 7 o'clock. The Patriots basically need a win there to gain a Class B state playoff berth. You know, all the things we talked about Hastings High here tonight, mathematically, they still have a chance to make the Class B state playoffs. If you can believe that, Hastings obviously needs a win here tonight and then have a lot of things happen elsewhere in the state of Nebraska. There's six or seven different things that would have to happen. Stranger things have happened, but Hastings is still mathematically alive, albeit it's a slim, long shot to a qualifier for the state playoffs.
Yeah, very, very slim slim shot to getting in the playoffs. Last week, that game against Aurora really proved to be basically for the district championship, and Aurora went on to win that game. But, yeah, I think when you look at it to try to get all the points, it's just really hard to figure it out. We've gone over with Bill Carlin several times and trying to put it together, and you mentioned with his math teaching skills, he even has a hard time figuring it out. But there is a slight chance. But more importantly, Hastings has to just focus on the matter at hand. It's the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. They have to win this ball game and then let things play out. We'll see what shakes out tomorrow.
Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings High will go with Tyler Reparger at quarterback again, 6'1", 170 and a junior. Katie Minky in the backfield, 5'10", 150 and a senior. Austin Herringer, the other running back, 6 foot 190 and a senior. We have Flanker, it's going to be Matt Geiger, 5'11", 185 and a senior. Casey Lammers will be your tight end, 6 foot 195 and a senior. Wide receiver will be Will Reimer, 5'10", 155 and a junior. And across the front for Hastings High here tonight, Trenton Hallmeyer at center. Your guards are going to be Chris Williamson and Elward Resendez. And your tackles are going to be Cody Newland and also Zach Cook. Starting things off with Rick Rebogger and the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Hastings High on defense is going to go with Cody Newland, also Trenton Hallmeyer, Eric Ventura, and Mark Gooden across the front of the defensive line. Your linebackers, Brady Minky will be the Will linebacker. Matt Karloff returns from an injury tonight. He'll play the Mike linebacker. A 6'2", 215-pound junior, really the leading tackler on the defense with 59 stops coming in here. And Casey Glamour is at the Sam linebacker position for Hastings High. In the defensive secondary for the Tigers, they're going to be Austin Gittison, Tyler Rebarger, Patrick Opperman, and Jordan Perez for the Hastings High defense here tonight. That's the starters for the Tigers. We'll come back and check the Vikings out as our pregame show continues after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Grand Island, give you the starters for GI Northwest here tonight. Their quarterback is Dylan Crochelle. Crochelle is 6 foot, 210 pounds, and a senior. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. We're going to see things up in the air quite a bit here tonight. Crochelle has hit on 53% of his passes this year. He has thrown for 1,342 yards, 8 touchdowns. He does have 12 interceptions. He's also run for 588 yards and some scores for GI Northwest. In fact, 6 of them. In the backfield, you're going to have Kyle Bachman. The run out of the pistol set most of the night tonight with Bachman and one lone setback back there, the 6 foot, 205-pound junior. Your wide receivers are going to be 4 of them out most of the night. Alec Waters, who's 5'9", 165, and a junior. You've got Austin Anderson, 6'1", 180, and a junior. The other side, you're going to have Alex Larson at 6 foot, 150 pounds, and a junior. And the other wide receiver will be Brock Brown, 6'2", 170, and a senior. Across the front for GI Northwest, not an overly big offensive line. You've got Tanner Martin at 210 pounds at left tackle. At left guard is going to be Connor Eberhardt. He's a dandy, 6'2", 200-pound junior. At center is going to be Austin Dishman, 6 foot, 260-pound junior. At right guard is going to be Brian Lang. He's 5'11", 245, and a junior. And at right tackle is going to be Brandon Johans, a 6 foot, 215-pound senior. Northwest on defense, we'll go with 4 down linemen. You're going to have Tanner Roth, also Joseph Meerer, Anthony Urich, and also Tanner Martin. Your linebackers for the Vikings is going to be Cody Harms, also Connor Eberhardt, and Trevor Kraft. Watch Connor Eberhardt tonight, number 72. He can flat hit you. Eberhardt, the leading tackler in the ball club for GI Northwest, 59.5 stops coming into the ball game here tonight. In the defensive secondary, you've got Alex Larson at one corner. Cole Lehman will be the other corner, and into your safeties are going to be Alec Waters and also Dylan Crochelle for GI Northwest. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Hastings High going to be dressed in their black pants here tonight with their white football tops and their orange helmets. GI Northwest, and they're all black. They're going to be in their black bottoms, their black tops, and their gold football helmets as we get set to go here tonight. Temperature is going to be 54 degrees. That's game time. The wind's going to be out of the southwest at about 3 miles per hour, and we are set for football between the Vikings and the Tigers here tonight.
Last regular season football game. Where has the season gone, my friend? My goodness, we did the St. Cecilia game last night, last regular season game for the Hawks, and now we've got the Hastings High tonight. Of course, Adam Central playing back at home at Lloyd Wilson Field, playing their last regular season game. Playoffs start next week. We get things cranked up. We make that long trip to Sioux City tomorrow for the Morningside Hastings College game, which you're all over statistically, I've gathered.
I still like him.
I know you do.
I still like him as the upset special tomorrow. The 6th-ranked team of the nation going to go down tomorrow.
Well.
By the way, a correction on our game time temp, 64 degrees, not 54, 64 degrees. So we got 10 degrees warmer than we had last night over in Sutton.
That was just a beautiful day and a beautiful night for football. Clouds in the sky, but flags just standing lifelessly there on the flagpole. No breeze to speak of. And Hastings High will kick off. Brady Minkey still wearing that cast on his left hand. I got here to the press box and went up here, and he's had that cast on all season long, and I'm sure he's ready to get rid of it. I think he's had it on for almost a year.
It's been a long time. Kyle Bachman goes back deep for Northwest. Cole Lehman will come to the near side. Bachman goes to the far side. Bachman averaging 18 yards per return for GI Northwest. Lehman is averaging 15.3. Minkey is into the football. Neither one of those guys will get it. Short kick picked up at the 30-yard line. Back to the 34-yard line and snowed under right there. So a short kickoff there by Brady Mickey, fielded by a short man for GI Northwest. And it'll be the Vikings starting first down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. It'll be GI Northwest working from our right to our left here at Viking Field in Grand Island tonight.
Well, and already Kevin Stein, head coach for Grand Island Northwest, has his troops up the line of scrimmage. They'll have three wide receivers to the right side, one to the left. And again, four receivers have all put big, big numbers up this year for Northwest.
So the Hastings High secondary going to be have to be on their toes here tonight. This will be a very active offense we're going to see with Crochelle in there at quarterback. He's going to fake the ball, rolls to his right, pressure by Hastings High. There's a throw. It's going to be caught there at the 35-yard line, up to 39. A reception is made by Alec Waters of Northwest. He is the leading receiver for the Vikings. He's got 36 receptions for 515 yards coming in here with three touchdowns. Tackle is made by Patrick Opperman for the Hastings High defense. A pickup of four, actually closer to 5 or 6 yards in the play. They bring the ball all the way out to the 39-yard line. That's going to bring up a second down and four situation. Northwest with the ball on their own 39, opening possession of the ball game here tonight at Viking Field. Rochelle has got the ball. He's going to hand it away. They get to the 40-yard line, and that's all she wrote. That's a Kyle Bachman, a 6-foot, 205-pound junior, carrying the ball there for the Vikings. They do have some resemblance of a rushing attack. They don't run the ball much, but they will run the ball occasionally with Bachman. Matt Karloff in on the stop for Hastings High defensively.
No, and again, Bachman, he's a load, as you mentioned, 6 foot, 205 pounds. And in front of that that line, as you said, not as big as what Northwest is used to having, but Bachman, a very physical running back in there when he does carry the football.
Third down, 3 yards to go. Northwest with the ball on the 40-yard line. Crochelle has got it, gets away across the 45 to the 50 to the 45 of Hastings to the 45, right in the center of the field, 35-30, 25-20, missed tackle at the 15 to the 10, 5 touchdowns. Northwest takes it the distance. They go 58 yards. As a Dylan Crochelle should have been brought down a couple of times, Jimmy. Hastings had their hands on him as Dylan Crochelle breaks loose and takes it into the end zone for the touchdown, and Northwest scores on their opening possession.
Well, Crochelle, a big quarterback, 6 foot, 210 pounds, big for a high school quarterback, but again, he went right up the middle of the field in the heart of that Tiger defense, and again, a couple of white jerseys were able to get their hands on Crochelle, but he was able to break the tackles, take it in from 58 yards out. Now the PAT pending. How many times have we done Hastings High games where they have not been able to wrap up a guy and bring him down and make tackles?
All right, here comes the PAT. Ball is down and the kick is up. It splits the upright. It is good. That didn't take long. Three plays for the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, and they take it the distance. The Vikings on the scoreboard. 10 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Grand Island Northwest 7, the Hastings High Tigers nothing.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, statistician Gene Shaw back here at the Viking Field in Grand Island, not a good start for Hastings High. Third play from the line of scrimmage, the Vikings are on the scoreboard.
No, it's just a simple play. Crochelle was lined up in the pistol, got the snap, took one step back, and everything just opened up in the middle of the field. He just simply took off. He needed three for the first down. Well, he got three, and he got 55 more onto that. He takes it in from 58 yards out, and the Vikings early in the ballgame with 10:37 out on top of the Tigers, 7-0.
All right, here's the kickoff. Hastings High will run this baby back right in the center of the field here across the 20-yard line. And they bring it out to about the 22, and that's where Hastings High will start. And the Tigers really struggled on offense a week ago. They threw a couple of interceptions early in the ball game, got down in the contest, and then things really snowballed on Hastings High. Hopefully we can get the offense cranked up here tonight. Austin Gittison bringing the ball back there for Hastings High. The Tigers will start first down and 10 on their own 23-yard line. Hastings will move from our left to our right. So before the offense even gets to take one snap, they're trailing 7-0 in the ball game. Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback for Hastings High. Wide receiver splits out right, well, wide to the right side. That's going to be Alex Olson, who will get the start for the Tigers at one of those wide-out positions. But Tyler Rebarger will look over the defense. Hastings High trailing in the ball game on a score of 7-0. Rebarger down the line of scrimmage. Pitchback comes. There's a good play across the 25, 30, 35, and run out of bounds. Pitchback comes here to Matt Geiger. Geiger, the trailing back there, the 5'11", 185-pound senior. Nice running room there as he takes it right down the far sideline, right in front of the Tiger bench. They say it was pushed out of bounds here at the 44 Hastings, a nice pickup there by Matt Geiger.
Yeah, Geiger just gets the option pitch from Tyler Rebarger. Everything broke down on the right side of that O-line, and Tyler did a good job right at the last second pitching that ball outside, and we'll give Geiger 22 on the carry. They take the ball out to the 44-yard line.
All right, Rebarger up under center. Wide receiver is going to be Will Reimer, split out wide to the right side. Rebarger wants to throw. He backs up, and now he's going to run the football. 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, but going left to the 40. Breaks outside, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, and Rebarger dives for the end zone. He gets in there, touchdown. So both quarterbacks have went the distance here in their opening possession of the ball game. That one goes 56 yards, and Tyler Rebarger has got Hastings high on the scoreboard.
Well, and again, nothing fancy. Tyler just dropping back, seeing things open up on the left side, and just simply got loose into the secondary, and Tyler, with tremendous speed, takes it all the way in from 56 yards out. His fourth touchdown, actually a 12th touchdown rushing here this season. And Brady Minkey in for the PAT, and it is good. Trying to figure up some other numbers here. So a 10-07, a wild game here in Grand Island to get things started. Hastings High has put a 56-yard touchdown on the board. That is followed by the 58-yard touchdown run by Crochelle, their quarterback. So we've got a knotted game. Could be a shootout here in GI.
At Grand Island Northwest scores on their third play from the line of scrimmage. Hastings High scores on their second play from the line of scrimmage. So we're all knotted up again here in the first quarter. 10-07 to play in the opening period. Now Hastings 7, Grand Island Northwest 7.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Over. Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Over. Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Over. Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Grand Island Northwest, 7-7 is the score. Early in this football game between Hastings and GI Northwest.
Well, if the fans like offense, they're going to, well, early stages show 143 total yards on 5 offensive plays here in the ball game, and we're knotted up 7-7.
All right, here's Minkey kicks the ball away for Hastings High. It's picked up back here by the deep man at the 10-yard line, back to the 15, gets up to about the 18-yard line. Bringing the ball back was Kyle Bachman for Grand Island Northwest. Nick Valley, and on the stop there for Hastings High defensively. They give him the 19-yard line, so Northwest will start to drive first down and 10 on their own 19. They have run 3 plays. Hastings High has run 2.
Yeah, it's been their running back, Kyle Bachman, with 1 carry. He picked up 2, and then Crochelle, the quarterback, went on a 58-yard scamper right up the middle. And he is in the pistol set here. Bachman behind him.
With 3 wide receivers, well, wide to the right side. They just throw it over there. The ball's going to be caught 25-30, 35-40 out to the 41-yard line. Quick little pass to one of those 3 guys. Split out wide to the right side. That's Alec Waters. Waters has got good speed there, Jenny. Just turned on the turbo boost there and took the ball all the way up to the 40-yard line. A first down for the Vikings.
Waters coming in the game, 515 yards and 3 touchdowns. We talked about all 4 receivers. They have really compiled a lot of yards. They have been able to bring a lot of Crochelle passes in, but that one goes for 20, the first down of the night for GI.
All right, Crochelle again in the pistol set, same play. They throw it to the same guy, Alec Waters, across the 45 out to the 50-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Rebarger for the Hastings High defense. So 2 completed passes there to Alec Waters. They like to go to him. He's the number one target here for the Vikings. But that was the exact same play. They've run 2 plays very similar there to start off this drive. And they've got the football up here at the 49-yard line.
Well, the thing is, the Tiger D is sagging back. You can make that quick little pass over, and Waters, with his speed, was able to pick up 9 there. He's got 34 yards receiving already in the ballgame.
All right, Crochelle again from the pistol set. 1 lone set back behind him here. As he waits for the snap, he's got the ball, pitches the ball back here. Bachman has got it. Bachman is hit at the 48-yard line, and down he goes. Nice defensive play there by Hastings High. Patrick Opperman getting in there. They get clamps on to Kyle Bachman. No gain on the play as the ball is brought back here to about the 49, so Northwest is looking at 3rd down and 1. Northwest, another one of these teams that actually called a play at the line of scrimmage. Everybody's got those wristbands on. They don't huddle. They're already up to the line of scrimmage here on 3rd down and 1. Crochelle just goes straight ahead. He's got the 1st down and more across the 50 in fine Tiger territory down to the 45-yard line. So Dylan Crochelle gets the 1st down there for GI Northwest. Tackle is made in there by the defensive end for the Tigers, Mark Gooden, but not before the Vikings pick up another 1st down.
Crochelle, 2 carries, now 63 yards. That one there goes for 5. And, again, a big quarterback, 200 and, 10 pounds for Kershaw. He's a bigger quarterback than Hastings has probably seen all year.
There's another quick pass over there. Waters has got the ball at the 40-yard line, down to the 39. Another quick pass thrown out there. Opperman comes up with a football for Hastings High, but the officials say no. It's a completed pass to the 40, so he'll pick up a 5 yards in the play. We've seen that a couple of times already, 3 or 4 receptions. Aurora is out on top of the York Dukes early in their ball game, 7-0. Aurora 7, York nothing. We'll have scores throughout the night. You're on 1230 KHIS. We are knotted up at 7 points apiece here in Grand Island at Viking Field. Early in the first quarter, we've got 8:05 remaining. And GI Northwest on the march again at the Hastings High 40-yard line. Second down, 5 yards to go. Kershaw from the gun backs up again as he rolls to his left, pumps once, holds it, and now he's being pressured. Gets away at the 40-yard line on the scramble down to the 35 of Hastings High, where he's covered up right there. Tackle is made by Gooden and Opperman for Hastings High. It's going to be about a yard shy of a first down, so Northwest will be looking at third down and 1 yard to go at the Hastings High 36.
Boy, and Kershaw coming up. Oh, I thought he was coming up gimpy. He just slipped out of his shoe on that left foot. He came up, and he was kind of hopping around a little bit. But, again, Trenton Hallbauer, number 77, almost had Kershaw brought down for about a 3-4 yard loss. But he got left right in these tracks as Kershaw spun out of that one, was able to pick up 4 yards. It's a third down and 1. We're waiting for Kershaw, the quarterback here, to get his shoe tied.
Yeah, they're tying his shoe. They got to be getting. They didn't call a timeout. Now they're going to be forced. They're going to call an official's timeout here. Normally you don't see that happen, but the official's going to call the official's timeout to let him tie up his football cleats here. So it's third down and a yard to go. Northwest has got the ball at the Hastings High 36 as the second offensive possession of the ball game. Now the officials will wind the clock as Kershaw is ready. They check the armbands on their left wrist, and they'll call the play here. They will send 3 wide receivers out to the right side again, 1 to the left. Kershaw waiting here on third down and a yard. He just goes straight ahead out of the gun as he takes the ball down to the 32-yard line at a first down. That's Eric Ventura into the stop for Hastings High. Trenton Hallbauer in there as well for the Tiger defense, but not before Kershaw picks up a first down down at the Hastings High 33-yard line. So the Vikings on the march for the second time here tonight. We're tied up at 7 points apiece as these longtime rivals get together on the gridiron one more time for the 2011 season. There's a handoff now that's going to go to Kyle Bachman, and Bachman is going to be stacked up on the play. That's Eric Ventura again. Ventura getting a start at the nose guard position for Rick Rebarger tonight. Ventura, 5'7", 240-pound senior for the Tigers. Made a nice play on the running back right there as he brings down Bachman for no gain. Second down and 10 yards to go. Vikings already up in the line of scrimmage here from the 33-yard line of Hastings High. 3 wide receivers put out to the right side again from the pistol set. They fake the ball to Bachman, and he's going to be, the quarterback is going to be tackled immediately. Getting through there for Hastings High, Matt Karloff. He was shot out of a cannon, Jimmy. They faked the ball to Bachman. I think it was that Kershaw wanting to run the ball around the right end, but Karloff rides him like a horse and takes him out of the turf.
Yeah, and a good job there by Karloff. They're glad to have him back after some injuries have plagued him a couple of games. But Karloff again, and I believe that was also Lammers that was coming in on the blitz. A couple of guys coming in shot right through the line of scrimmage and was able to get their hands on Kershaw, the quarterback. So first long down situation for the Vikings tonight. Third down, and we'll call it 11.
All right, the ball just outside the 33-yard line. Kershaw got the ball from the pistol. One step. Now he throws it. It's caught and dropped down here at the Hastings High 25-yard line. The intended receiver was Alex Larson. Back in coverage, the one-armed bandit in the Brady Mickey, as the ball is jarred loose, and now Northwest is looking at fourth down and about 11 yards to go.
Maybe Brady just likes that on again. That happened back, in football season, and then he wore the cast in soccer. Is that correct?
I think they figured out he had a broken arm after soccer. So.
Well, he's had that on, it seems like, for a year. Maybe he likes it on there. He makes a bone-jarring hit there on the receiver to knock the ball loose. So go for it here, fourth and 11.
Fourth and 11. Now the Tigers jumping outside. So a long, hard count there by Dylan Kershaw, the quarterback for Northwest. A couple of guys jump, including Cody Newland up there on that defensive line. That will give Northwest an easy 5 yards here. So instead of fourth down and 11, Northwest looking at fourth down and about 6 yards to go. 5.5 to play here in the first quarter, Northwest. And Hastings High tied up at 7 points apiece.
First penalty of the evening that the officials have thrown a flag here. A more manageable down here, fourth down and 6 yards. I would be aware of where number 15, Mr. Waters, is. He's got 4 catches and 39 yards tonight.
He's lined up in the slot off to the right side. They're going to go that way, but the pass is going to be caught down there at about the 14-yard line. Going down to his knees to grab that one with Brock Brown. impressed by the group of wide receivers that Northwest has got, Jimmy. We've seen Alec Waters a couple of times, and now there's the first reception for Brock Brown, 29 receptions, 321 yards for GI Northwest. Tanner Johnson, then on the stop for Hastings High defensively, but that's a first down for the Vikings on a fourth and six. They've got the ball down here now to Hastings High, 20-yard line. Vikings moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter of play. Coach Dalla's got the ball. He's going to hand it away to a Bachman, and this time he's going to be wrapped up and thrown to the turf. That's Gooden over there again. Karloff is over there. Nice defensive play there by the Tigers. Mark Gooden and Karloff is picking him up and slam him down to the turf. A loss of a couple of yards in a play back to the 22-yard line. Second down and 12 yards to go. Second and 12 for the GI Northwest Vikings. Lawrence Nelson out on top of Silver Lake. 8-0 there in the first quarter of play. Second down and 12 here for the Vikings from the Hastings High 22-yard line. Kreshel pumps once, dances. Now he scrambles to the left side. He throws the ball. It's going to be caught down here at the 5-yard line. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Alex Larson grabs the ball at the 5- or 6-yard line there. Nice play. But hold on. Hold on here, gang. We've got a penalty flag back up field, and we're going to have a holding call against GI Northwest. So take the 6 points off of the scoreboard. A holding call in Grand Island Northwest. That'll cost him 10 yards here. And he takes the 6 points off of the scoreboard. But that one looked too easy. Jimmy Groschel right on the money to Alex Larson. He took it into the end zone for the score, but it comes back.
Well, and exactly. Larson, as Groschel was trying to buy time, Larson was able to sneak behind the defensive secondary, and he was all alone. And Brock Brown was over here as well, number two. And he was on Brady Minkey, had him covered up, but he got loose from Minkey. So a couple of guys wide open downfield. But a holding call, the first penalty on the Vikings tonight, and it's a big one. They'll push them all the way back at the second down and 24, the ball at the 34.
He's seen signs. So Chriselle now from the pistol set again backs up, and he throws the ball, a little slant pattern. That one is going to be tipped and jarred loose there. Incomplete pass. It falls down to the turf. Intended receiver for GI Northwest was number 32, Austin Anderson. Austin Giddison back there in coverage for Hastings High. A big jarring hit there by Giddison.
Yeah, Giddy made some great timing on that, was able to jar the ball loose. That was going to be a completed pass, but the hit forced the ball down to the turf, and it'll force GI Northwest into a third and 24. Again, the ball still spotted down at the Tiger 34-yard line.
Probably in a two-down territory. They went for on fourth down earlier in this possession. So really two downs to get the 24 yards here as GI Northwest coming up to the line of scrimmage on third down from the 34 of Hastings High. They fake the ball to Bachman. Crochelle wants to try, throw the ball downfield. He's got a couple of guys down there. That's way overthrown. In fact, that was out of the end zone as he throws it deep down the left sideline. It's incomplete, and that's going to bring up a fourth down and 24 situation. The Vikings have put some points on the scoreboard this year, Jimmy, despite their record. They have averaged 25.6 points per ball game so far this season. Their problems has been with their defense. They're giving up 29.6 defensively.
Well, and they've given up seven already here just on two plays.
Well, it looks like Northwest is
going to line up into a punting situation here.
So a punt formation here for GI Northwest. Dylan Crochell is also the punter for Northwest. You always got to wonder when those quarterbacks are also the punters. Dylan is averaging 35.2 yards per kick. He has put four inside the 20-yard line this year. His longest has been 60. And Crostella is going to kick the ball. It's going to angle off to the right side. It bounces at about the 8-yard line. Takes a Hastings bounce down across the 10 out to about the 12-yard line with Northwest is down there to down the football. So Hastings High keeps the Vikings off of the scoreboard. It wasn't easy. They got there, but a holding call in Northwest took the 6 points back off the scoreboard. So we're still tying up at 7 points apiece here in the first quarter with 4:13 to play in the opening period.
Well, Northwest has basically held the ball most of the first quarter. Hastings High was able to score just on two pass plays, and we'll see what the Tigers have in store. It's kind of like Grand Island Northwest. They throw the football around a lot. You know that coming in with the four receivers with big numbers. Hastings High, on the other hand, they like to pound the football, and if they get Tyler Rebarger loose, we can see what happens. Tyler took it in from 56 yards out. They've got a long field, though. They've got the ball at their own 13-yard line, first and 10.
All right, Tyler comes up under center. Man comes in motion, handoff straight up the gut. Big hole here, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50 down the sideline. Look out, Hastings High going to take this baby to the house all the way for the touchdown down the left sideline. And taking that baby in there for Hastings High is going
Austin
to be
Herringer.
Austin Herringer. Herringer gets loose, and he was like a jet, got into the secondary of GI Northwest and takes that baby to the house and a touchdown. Hastings High.
87 yards. The Tigers' last two scores on consecutive plays have been a 56-yard run and an 87-yard run. That one there by Herringer, and I don't think anybody touched him. That left side of the old line opened up a huge, huge hole, and Herringer was off to the races. And the Tigers put six on the board with 4 minutes left to go. The PAT is down. It is up, and it is good. So the Tigers, they have run three offensive plays. They've got 14 points on the board, and they've got 196 yards of total offense in the ball game.
Hey, anybody want to play defense tonight?
Anybody want to tackle?
All right, we got 4 minutes to play yet in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings High 14, Grand Island Northwest 7.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Orange Nelson now leading Silver Lake. 14-0 there in the first quarter. 14-7 here. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Tigers fell behind. 7-0. Hey, no problem. 14 quick straight points here.
Tell you what, if you got the overs in this ball game, you are looking real good right now. 280 yards of total offense for both teams on 20 offensive plays. But Hastings High, they've had a 22-yard run, a 56-yard run, and an 87-yard run, and they're into the pig here.
All right, here's the kickoff. Again, it's handled by a short guy for GI Northwest as he picks up the ball and brings it back across the 30-yard line out to about the 34, 35. That's Connor Eberhardt bringing the ball back for GI Northwest. Tackle is made there by Landon Valley again for the Hastings High special team. So Northwest will start this drive at the 35-yard line. Northwest took the ball into Hastings High territory in their last possession, but could not convert and had to punt the football away.
Well, and I was going to say, again, we've seen in the game last night, penalties can really hurt you as a football team. That hurt Grand Island Northwest on the last drive. They've been able to move the football against Hastings High, both rushing and passing. They've been very equal tonight.
There's a Chris Shell. He fakes the ball up inside and then runs it around the right end, and he's pulled down. No gain in the play as he's trying to take it around the right end there for GI Northwest, and he is tackled there by Karloff of Hastings High, also Casey Lammers. No gain in the play, second down and 10 yards to go. Good play there by the Tiger D.
Well, Grand Island Northwest with 10 carries and 70 yards already, but one of the big carries was at 58-yarder. You take all that away, Hastings High against the rush has been very sound tonight, but Northwest with 45 yards. A passing here from Kershaw so far in the ballgame.
All right, second down, 10 yards to go. Northwest still working from our right to our left here from the pistol set. Dylan Kershaw looking over the Hastings High defense. He's got the ball. He swings it out here to Bachman. Bachman at the 30. He's going to drop down at the 32-yard line. Another great defensive play there by the one-armed bandit there. And a Brady Mankey, good job for a Mankey as he comes up from his little linebacker position and knocked down Kyle Bachman, taking the swing pass out of the backfield.
Yeah, that is a completed pass for minus 3 yards, and now it brings up a third down and 13, a great open field tackle by Brady Mankey. Remember, he's playing with that cast on his left hand. That was a tremendous play. Bachman is a big running back in there.
All right, third down and 13 yards to go. The ball pushed back here to the Viking 32-yard line. From the pistol set, Crochelle has got the ball again, rolls to his right, cocks the arm, throws it. It's going to be delivered low, incomplete pass. Trying to find Alec Waters right there at the 40-yard line. He went down to a knee to try to grab that one. It would not have been enough for a first down anyway, so the Vikings will have to punt the football away on their second straight possession here tonight, and Hastings High will get the ball back. Dropping back deep for Hastings High is going to be Anthony Julian. He's going to return a kick here. Julian has not returned too many punts for Rick Rebarger and the Tigers this year, but he'll get a chance right here in the first quarter against GI Northwest. 2:37 to play in the opening quarter. 14-7 is the score. Hastings High out on top, and now we have got a timeout. A timeout, Hastings High. So the Tigers want to talk things over here. We'll take a break. 2:37 to play in the first quarter. It's Hastings High 14, Grand Island Northwest 7.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central has got the lead over the Lexington Minutemen tonight by a score of 7-3. They're in the first quarter. Playing that one tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field on the Hastings College campus with the Tigers away from home. Adams Central playing the home game tonight at Lloyd Wilson against Lexington, needing a win to guarantee them a spot in the Class B state playoffs beginning next week. Fourth down, 13 yards to go. Crissell's going to punt the ball here for Northwest, and Hastings will not be able to get to it. It takes a bounce here at the 35-yard line. It takes a Northwest bounce across the 30, down to about the 27-yard line. That's where Hastings High will start. Down at their own 27, a nice kick there of 47 yards. No return by the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings will come back offensively, leading in the ball game by a score of 14-7.
It really doesn't matter where the ball is spotted for the Hastings High offense. They have done nothing wrong so far on the offensive side of things. Of course, they've only operated three offensive plays, but it's been good for 14 points, 165 yards on the ground, two big touchdown runs, one from Harriger, one from Rebarger, and Rebarger will be under center here in the I formation, first and 10, ball at their own 21.
All right, Rebarger will look over the defense here. They're going to hand the ball away again. That's a Brady Mickey, and Mickey's going to be stopped this time. They cannot get loose, and a penalty flag goes down. Mickey goes down, and then a late penalty flag. He was tackled after a couple of yard gain as he brings the ball to the 24. Cody Harms was in on the stop there for GI Northwest, and they have grabbed the old masker. It's going to cost him some yardage.
Well, as Brady Mickey run the stretch play off the right side, he went down awkwardly. Well, that's why he went down. Somebody had a hold of his face mask. They jerked him head first into the turf. So the third penalty on the Vikings. Now, remember, this usually gets to be a very physical football game as we get into later stages. Last year, it got kind of ugly, a lot of personal fouls. So don't be surprised. We don't see an overabundance of laundry on the field here tonight.
First down and about 3 yards to go. The ball brought back out to the 28-yard line. Rebarger hands the ball. Nope, he's going to fake the ball. Now he pitches the ball back. That's going to be Herringer again. Is Herringer? No, check that. It's going to be Gittison in there. Geiger in there now. Back to the 25-yard line. He's going to be stopped. About a 3 yard loss. So Rick Rebarger continues to shuttle his running backs in there as the Geiger is going to be stopped for a couple of yard loss back here to the 25. A loss of 3 on the play, second down and 5 yards to go. AC out on top of Lexington now by a score of 14-3. They've got 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hastings High leading here 14-7. It is second down and about 5 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 25 yard line. Rebarger has got it. He hands it away to a Minky. He's hit once. He's hit twice, and down he goes. Minky right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there. Tanner Roth and Cole Lehman coming up to make the stop there for the Vikings of Northwest. And now Hastings High looking at third down and about 4 yards to go. The ball resting between the 26 and 27-yard line.
Well, Hastings High yet to convert or even attempt a third down play. Everything has gone to the barn so far in this ball game on long runs. We'll see what Rick Rebarger dials up here. We've got couple of wide receivers out right. Gittison's out here split all the way to the right side.
Third down and about 4 yards to go for Hastings High. The Viking fans come to the feet right below us. There's a Rebarger. He's going to try to follow a blocker in the hole there. He's going to be chopped down at the 32. It'll be about a yard and a half shy of a first down. They send the lead blocker up inside the line there. Rebarger just follows him in there, follows into the hole, but he's also knocked down into play. Anthony Urich, number 62, the defensive tackle at 6'1". 230 pounds and a senior knocks him down. And now Hastings High will have to punt.
First fourth down of the night, Patrick Opperman coming in. He ranks seventh in the state of Nebraska in Class B as far as punting the football. And back deep will be Bachman for Grand Island Northwest. He'll stand at his own 35-yard line.
Opperman averages 37.7 yards per kick. His longest one this year has been 72 yards. Here's a kick that's going to be blocked. And it's blocked, and it's going to be a big pileup back here at the 10-yard line. Northwest is going to get the football. And the block for GI Northwest, I think, was Trevor Kraft. Kraft got in there and blocked the kick from Patrick Opperman. And there's a big, big play for the Vikings of Northwest.
Well, and that's one of the things. Opperman is one of them soccer or rugby-style kickers as he just kind of rolls off to the right side. But, Patrick, you can't roll into where the guys in black jerseys are. And he rolled right to where the penetration was and tried to get it off. And Kraft just simply, he didn't have to jump. He just had to put his hands up in the air. And I ain't too sure that didn't come right off the belly of Kraft. And now Grand Island Northwest at the end of the first quarter is going to have tremendous field position inside the Tiger 15-yard line. They'll spot it down, I think, the 10-yard line.
Yep, they're going to spot this baby at the 10, but we're going to exchange sides here. Walk to the other end of the field. So have a wild and wacky first quarter of play here. We've seen just about everything in the first 12 minutes of this one. One quarter in the books tonight. High school football from 1230 KHIS to score. Hastings High 15, Grand Island Northwest 7.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, they run the first play here following the block punt. Crochelle and a quarterback keeper gains about a yard in the play at that. As they take the ball down to the 9-yard line. So a block punt right at the end of the first quarter. Now Grand Island Northwest is set up in a point-blank range here. They have got the ball at the Hastings High 9-yard line following the block punt by Trevor Kraft of GI Northwest. Now Northwest working left to right here in the second quarter, trailing in the ball game by a score of 14-7. Here's the quarterback again, Rochelle, as he takes it around the left. This time he's going to be stacked up after about a 2-yard game. So now Northwest struggling here in the red zone. Tackle is made in there by Casey Lammers and also Trenton Haltmeyer for Hastings High defensively. Lammers came in with the second highest tackle total on the team. He's got 52 stops coming in here. It's now third down and goal. Northwest has got the ball at the Hastings High 6-yard line. But Northwest trying to stick one in the end zone and trying to tie this baby up. Rochelle has got the ball. He faced it to Bachman, and he's not getting well. He gets loose here. Hastings High had him stopped across the 5-yard line down to about the 3. Lammers had him stopped back here, Jimmy, at the 8-yard line. Again, the big, strong quarterback in Dylan Crostell gets loose and takes the ball down to the 3-yard line, where Northwest will be looking at fourth down and 3 for the touchdown. They can actually get a first down, we understand, right inside the 1.
Well, Crostell, 9 carries, 79 yards in the ballgame. And again, Mike, sloppy tackling by the Hastings High Tigers. Lammers was in the backfield and had Crostell wrapped up a couple of yards deep and allowed him to slip free.
All right, fourth down and 2 for the first down. Fourth down and 3 for the touchdown. And Northwest will go for it. Crochelle is in the pistol set. Crochelle fakes the throw. Now he's going to run it as he takes it off the right side. He dives for the end zone touchdown. He just got across the goal line there for GI Northwest. And the Vikings score. They cash in on the turnover by Hastings High, the block punt. And Northwest just a point away from tying this baby up.
Crochelle now 10 carries and 84 yards. And a couple of touchdowns. He had that 58-yarder in the first quarter. But, again, that all was set up on the block punt from Patrick Opperman. Kraft for Grand Island Northwest. Trevor Kraft was able to get in there, block it. They added a point-blank range in just a couple of plays. Actually, 4 plays, and Northwest able to get into the end zone, and they're a point away from knotting this baby up in GI.
It's now a 14-13 ball game. Here comes the extra point. That one is blown into the stratosphere. And it is through the uprights. It is good. So Grand Island Northwest takes advantage of the Hastings High mistake on their special teams. Vikings have come back to tie things up. Here in the second period, the score is Grand Island Northwest 14, Hastings 14.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hello, Jimmy Purcell and Gene Shaw back here at Viking Field in Grand Island. A wild and woolly first couple of quarters here. It is 14-14 between the Vikings and the Tigers now.
Now kind of settled down a little bit as far as Grand Island Northwest. They had the short field. They're able to take it in from 10 yards out to tie the game up, but it's been Hastings High. They have yet to get a first down in the ball game, but they have 172 yards of total offense, unheard of in football.
All right, here's the kickoff now. Coming up, Gittison is going to grab for the ball, and then he fumbles it here at the 18-yard line and gets back on top of it. So kind of a dangerous move there by Austin Goodison. The kick was right in between the deep men and then the second level of players there. And Goodison kind of came up and made a diving grab at it and then fumbled the football and got back on top of it.
Lawrence Nelson out on top of Silver Lake, 20-0. Here's one for you. We chuckled at this one last night. I know you know where I'm going with this. Giltner leads Red Cloud after three quarters, 80-8.
Oh, they still got a long way to go.
80-8. They got a long way to go, that game being played in Giltner today.
All right, here's Rebarger going to hand the ball away to Brady Minkey, and he's going to be stopped. No gain in the play. Stuffing the hole there for Grand Island Northwest, and getting through there for the Vikings was number 66, Tanner Martin. Martin, 6'3", 210-pound junior. He had a Giltner bunch there, and they're an awesome bunch.
They are an absolute machine, and, we talked about it last night. Hopefully, the two top teams, are number one and number two, hopefully Howells and Giltner can get to that final. That would be a tremendous ball game.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 19-yard line. Band comes in motion. That's Minkey. There's a handoff straight ahead, and the Tigers are going to be penalized. They blow this one dead. They hand the ball away to Austin Herringer. He had a little bit of a seam, but the officials pull the laundry again. We have an illegal procedure call here against Hastings High. He had 21 penalties in the ball game last night between St. Cecilia and Sutton. Hopefully nowhere near that tonight.
Well, we got five penalties so far in the ball game here. Two Hastings High, three against Grand Island Northwest. Give you some first quarter numbers, Mike. Northwest with 112 yards of total offense, 42 through the air, 70 on the ground, four first downs. Again, the Tigers, no first downs, but 172 yards all on the ground and two touchdowns.
Second down, 14 yards to go. The Tigers back here at the 15-yard line. Pitch play comes to Minkey, gets outside. Minkey across the 15 to the 20, brings it out to the 25-yard line of the 26, where Minkey is brought down on the play. So nice game there by Brady Minkey. Brings the ball up to the 26-yard line, and now the Tigers will be looking at a third down situation. Tackle is made in there by Cole Lehman again, the defensive back for the Vikings. So Hastings still going to be stopped short of by 4 yards or so. Third down, 4 yards to go. Hastings with it at the 26. Tigers moving from our right to our left here in the second quarter of play. We're tied up at 14 points apiece at Viking Field in Grand Island. Rick Rebarger looking on with his son Tyler under center. Pitch play again comes to Minkey, and Minkey is hammered to the 27-yard line. Did not get to the first down stakes. A great defensive play there by GI Northwest, and getting through there was number 52. Connor Eberhardt evidently wearing number 52 tonight. So Connor Eberhardt wearing number 52 tonight. He's the middle linebacker. And that's the guy we talked about. He can flat hit you.
Boy, and Brady Minkey takes a big, big lick. And after just a short gain, they needed about 3 yards to get the first down. They didn't come close to it. So Patrick Opperman in to punt again. It'll be Bachman back deep. He'll stand just inside his own 40-yard line.
So Hastings High looking at a fourth down situation here. And 2 yards to go. Here's Opperman. He's going to kick the ball away. He had the last one blocked. This one is down the sideline. It stays in bounds and then finally trickles over the sideline here at about the 18-yard line. So a great punt that time by Patrick Opperman. And Grand Island Northwest will come back out offensively after a 54-yard kick by Patrick Opperman.
Now Opperman rolls to the left side. Instead of rolling to that right side where the penetration was on the block, he rolls to the left side. That's tough for a right-footed kicker to get the squared back around, but he hits a bullet. A nice spiraling punt goes downfield, bounces all the way down inside the 20-yard line, and they'll spot it at the 17-yard line. Aurora ahead of York in their ball game in the second quarter, 14-0.
Yeah, Aurora is the team that took apart Hastings High a week ago, 61-7. So the Huskies up and rolling here as they head to the Class B state playoffs. Rochelle back out there for Northwest, stops, throws the ball to the near side. It's going to be caught up here near the 25-yard line and then wrestled down out of bounds here. Pass is complete here to Jacob Steiner, who's into the ball game. Tackle is made in there by Jordan Olson. Brother Jordan Olson is the guy who had the reception there for GI Northwest. And I think that was Steiner in on the stop there for Hastings High. So it's second down and about 4 yards to go for GI Northwest. They've got the ball back out here to the 23-yard line. Rochelle in the pistol set. He fakes the ball up inside. Here's a pass that's going to be caught out here at the 28-yard line. He's 4 to the 30. He'll be very close to a first down. So they get the ball there to Alec Larson. Tackle is made in there by Rebarger of Hastings, but not before Northwest picks up a first down. So Rochelle doing a nice job this distributing the ball. Alec Waters, Anderson's got a couple of catches. That was Alex Larson right there. They've got four wide receivers out on just about every play here. They basically stay with the same set. Now they're going to go into the shotgun set with the five wide receivers out. As Chrishell will wait here, the quarterback calls the play as he checks his wristband. Now he's waiting for a snap. Man comes in motion. They're going to hand the ball away to him. That's Bachman with the ball at the 30. Bachman dances outside to the 35, to the 36, 37, 38-yard line before he's brought down. Perez in on the stop for Hastings High and Rebogger, but Bachman brings the ball close to the 40. Nice little run there. On a little reverse play to Bachman, who was coming in motion. He brought the ball officially to the 39. We'll give him a pickup of 9 yards in the play, second down at a yard down for the Vikings.
Longest carry from scrimmage for Bachman tonight. He's been held in check, but we'll give him 9 on that carry, second down and 1 here for the Vikes.
Here's a quarterback sneak by Chrishell. He's going to have the first down as he moves the ball across the 40 out to about the 41-yard line. So Dylan Chrishell, 588 yards rushing coming into the ball game here tonight. He had 1,342 passing, finally brought down in the play by Carlisle for the Hastings High defense. But now before the Vikings pick up another first down, we're in the second period, 6:15 to play here in the second period with a score 14-14 between GI Northwest and Hastings here tonight. Regular season finale for both of these ball clubs. But they're going at it here. First down, 10 yards to go. Northwest with the ball on their own 41-yard line. Pistol set again. Chrishell has got the ball, backs up, throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Alec Waters, let him just a little bit too far, and Waters had some real estate.
Yeah, back deep for Hastings High was Jackson Powers. He was the only guy that would have the opportunity to bring down Waters. And again, Chrishell just threw it just a little bit too far out in front. But again, Waters, the leading receiver here tonight, he's got 4 catches for 45 yards.
So second down and 10 yards to go now. The Vikings have the ball on their own 41. A pistol set again with Chrishell in the backfield. Bachman is back there as well. 4 wide receivers out. They're going to hand the ball away as they bring it across the 40 onto the 42. Maybe a pickup of 1 on the play. Bachman, the ball carrier there. A tackle was made again by Matt Carloff for Hastings High. Carloff, a 6'2", 215-pound junior for the Tigers, so he will be back in the 2012 season. Third down and about 9 yards to go. The Vikings have the ball now just across the 41-yard line. 2 wide receivers will go to the left side. In fact, 3 wide receivers now split out wide to the left side for this Northwest Viking attack. 1 wide receiver to the right. Clock is running 5:20 to play here in the second period. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Chrishell with the ball, 3-step drop, cocks the arm, takes to the right side, now throws it. In the middle of the field, is caught at the 40, 35, 30, 25 in the center of the field. Down to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's cut from behind. They get the ball right across the middle again, Jimmy, to Alex Larson. Wide open in the Tigers' secondary, just running freely right there. The Tigers bring him down from behind, but Northwest knocking on touchdown door. It is first down and goal at the Hastings High 6.
110 yards of passing now for Chrishell, and Tyler Rebarger will be kicking himself when he watches game film. He allowed the receiver Larson to get past him. And again, Tyler will not give up, and he didn't on that play. He was able to wrestle Larson down inside the 10-yard line. It's spotted at the 6, but a big play, 56 yards by the Vikings. And now we've got Grand Island Northwest jumps on the play here. They're going to cost him 5.
Yeah, Karloff was coming on the blitz there for Hastings High, and the left tackle over there for GI Northwest jumps the gun. That was Tanner Martin, so Martin is going to be penalized. 5 yards here for illegal procedure. That brings the ball back here to the 11-yard line. So another great pass by Dylan Chrishell for the Vikings. Threads the needle to Alex Larson running freely in the Hastings High Tigers secondary.
Boy, and you cannot let these receivers behind you. They have tremendous speed for head coach Kevin Stein.
All right, so it's going to bring up a first down and goal. The ball brought back here to about the 11-yard line, and now I think we got some movement out there with the wide receivers to the left side.
Yeah, cost him 5 more. That's penalty number 5 now on GI Northwest. And you talk about taking a gun and shooting yourself in the foot. That's been the case here. They had the ball down to the 6-yard line. Now they've got to back out to the it can't be the 15. It's got to be the 16.
Yep.
If the original line was the 6.
Brock Brown was the guilty guy out there, the wide receiver over there. Northwest has been averaging only 65 yards per game in penalties. They've had a ton of them already here in this ball game. So first down and goal from the 16-yard line. There's a Chrishell. He throws the ball again, a little slant to the left side. Picks up some good yardage there. Brady Minkey on the stop as the pass is completed again to Alex Larson. They move the ball down to about the 10-yard line. So a short pickup of about, they're going to put it down to the 5-yard line. This is at the tough end of the field for us. That was a pickup of 11 yards. On the play is a Mickey was into the tackle for Hastings High.
Well, and again, it's nothing fancy for Grand Island Northwest. It's just a slant pattern right, slant left, and Crochelle's able to hit him in stride. Larson makes a nice catch there. Second down and five, ball at the five, 3:51 left to go here till half.
We're tied up at 14 points apiece. They fake the ball to Bachman, and Crochelle taking to the end zone, standing up. They fake the ball up inside to Kyle Bachman. Nothing fancy, as Jimmy mentioned, on any of these plays. Dylan Crochelle just takes it in off of right tackle, takes it in the end zone for the score, and the Vikings have the lead.
We talked about the passing yardage for Crochelle. He is up at 119 yards of passing in the ball game. He's got 12 carries, 89 yards, and a couple of touchdowns, one from 58, that one from 5. And I'm not sure that a guy in the white jersey and a tiger paw on their helmet got a hand on Crochelle. He went right up the middle. He was in the pistol set again and just simply took one step back. Nobody there in the middle. Crochelle takes it in for the touchdown.
That's his third touchdown. He also had a 3-yard touchdown in this quarter. Ball is down for the extra point, and the kick is up there. It's good. So the PAT is good, and Grand Island Northwest has come back to reclaim the lead here. We still got 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Grand Island Northwest 21, the Hastings High Tigers 14.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care. Corner of 3rd in Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
9 plays, 83 yards for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Crochelle has got his third touchdown in the ball game, and the Vikings are back out on top by a score of 21-14.
404 total yards of offense, continuing to monitor the total offense of the game as nobody wants to make a tackle here tonight. 21-14 Grand Island Northwest. GI Northwest with 220 yards of total offense, and we haven't even hit half yet.
All right, here's the run up in the boot again. It's going to be a short kick coming up. It's going to be Gittison. Grabs the ball at the 20-yard line. He's got some blockers. Now he takes it to the right side. He takes it all the way to the sideline, 25, 30, and he's run out of bounds up close to the 35-yard line. That's where Hastings High will start, first down and 10 yards to go. So 404 yards of total offense between the two teams in the first half, and we still got 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play until halftime.
Well, 184 for Hastings High. Everything on the ground, that is just on 10 carries. 10 carries, 184 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. They've been big ones. Rebarger from 56 and Herringer from 87. Tigers have yet to attempt a pass in the ballgame. Everything has been just kept on the ground. But we'll see what happens here with 3:38 left to go till half.
They'll start this drive from the 35-yard line. Rebarger under center. He backs up, and he wants to throw the football. Now he does. He takes it downfield. The ball is going to be overthrown. Overthrown down here at the 35-yard line. That was Gooden, who had a step on his man. Back in coverage back there is Dylan Crochelle for the Vikings, but Gooden was open, and Rebarger threw it too far.
Oh, and Tyler wants that one back as he rolled to the right side. Gooden was lined up as a tight end on the left side. Runs down about 10 yards, kind of makes a little in cut, and then just left the defenders standing right there, and Gooden had a good 2-3 yards, and Tyler would have hit him in stride. He just threw it just past his outstretched arms. Incomplete second 10.
From the 35-yard line, that's Reimer split out wide to the left side. The Tigers keep the ball on the ground as they jam it up inside, and not much there. Up there to about the 37-yard line. That was a Herringer carrying the ball for a couple of yards to the 37. And now the Vikings, I think, have called a timeout with 3:26 to play as Hastings Island will be looking at third down and long. Northwest would like to get their hands back on the football here in the first half. So we've got a break, 3:26 to play in quarter number two from Viking Field in Grand Island. The score, Grand Island Northwest, 21, Hastings High, 14.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We'll have Hastings College football for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. We'll make the trip to Sioux City following this one tonight. Hastings College will play at Morningside, the sixth-ranked team in the country, tomorrow afternoon from Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. I'm there with the Tony Harper pregame show at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock for the kickoff, the Mustangs and the Broncos. right here on 1230 KHIS. Third down at about 7.5 yards to go. The Tigers have the ball on their own 37-yard line. As they move from our right to our left, Rebarger up under center. Man comes in motion. Rebarger wants to throw the ball. Rolls out left side. Rebarger holds it. Now throws it down the near sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Rebarger drilled on a play. No penalty flags down. As the Rebarger is knocked down, incomplete pass, fourth down, and 7 yards to go. Getting through there for Grand Island Northwest, I believe, was number 62, Anthony Urich.
No, I believe that was
Connor Eberhardt.
Eberhardt wearing 52.
He is running 52 tonight, yeah.
52, yeah. That was who pried himself off of Tyler Rebarger. As Tyler threw that one to the sidelines, he was absolutely buried. A big, big hit. Now Patrick Opperman in, and with 3:20 left to go, Grand Island Northwest offense is just like running water. It won't stop. And Opperman rolls off the left side, barely gets this one off.
He almost dropped the football. Opperman gets it away. Takes a Tiger bounce across the 25, down to the 20, down to the 17-yard line. So after near disaster again for Opperman, he gets a pretty good kick here as Northwest will take over first down and 10 on their own 17-yard line. Nearly dropped the football right there, but gets it under control and gets it away with a 45-yard kick. And Northwest is, hey, with this offense, they still have plenty of time, 3:09, to put some more points on the scoreboard.
I was going to say their offense is just like a water pouring out of a faucet. The Hastings High cannot shut the valve off. And Grand Island Northwest continues to march up and down the field. It's been penalties that's hurt them on one other drive, but they just got done capping off an 87-yard drive. And we'll see what they've got in store here. This would be 83 yards if they take it down. They got the ball at the 17.
All right, Chris Shell from the Pistol Sun again, waiting for the snap from his own territory. Northwest already leading by a score of 21-14. Chriselle with the ball as he runs it on the quarterback keeper, takes it around the left end and gets a couple of yards. Tackle was made in there by Karloff of Hastings High defensively, so about a 2-yard gain that time for Dylan Chriselle as he brings the ball close to the 19-yard line. Second down and 8 yards to go. As much as we have seen offensively out of Northwest tonight, I'm surprised they've had as many problems as they had this year. They've only won 2 games. They're 2-6, but this offense looks pretty potent to me.
Well, it does, and they, again, had high hopes coming in the season, but it just has not worked out for Kevin Stein and the troops.
Second down and 8 yards to go. Vikings have the ball on their own 19. Chriselle backs up plenty of time. He throws it to the left side. It's going to be caught. Bachman coming out of the backfield. 25-30 down the center line. 35-40, 45-50. He gets by a man, and he's tripped up at the 48 of Hastings High. Grady Minkie into the stop there for Hastings High, but they get the ball to a Bachman coming out of the backfield right on the far sideline, right in front of the Tiger bench as he takes the ball in the Hastings High territory down to the 48-yard line. That's the first down for the Vikings.
First down, number 8 on the evening for Grand Island Northwest. That goes for 33 yards, and Bachman just a screen pass to the left side. Nobody out there, and again, Brady Minkie has to make a great open field tackle to bring him down, but it's in Tiger territory at the 47. 2:13 left to go.
All right, here's a slant pattern again. It's been caught by Waters at the 39-yard line of Hastings. Wrapped up as he falls forward to about the 37. Clock will be running at the 2:07 mark. That was Tyler Rebarger in the stop for Hastings High defensively. A pickup of 9 yards in the play. Second down and a yard for GI Northwest. Now the officials take a second look over there and will give Northwest a first down. They'll move the sticks and they'll give Northwest a first down down here at the Tiger 37-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left and two to the right side. The pistol set here for Dylan Chriselle as he waits for the ball. He fakes it to the left side. Now he's going to run it himself, 35-30, down to the Tiger 28-yard line. And they're just, boy, they're just putting the meat in the old meat grinder here as Karloff is in on the stop there for Hastings High defensively. Chriselle takes the ball down to about the 27. We got a Tiger down.
Cody Newland, he was one of the guys back there defensively that had a shot at Chriselle, the quarterback, but Newland continues to lay there on the turf at about the 41-yard line, so the trainers will tend to Newland with 1:49 left to go, but Chriselle with a 9-yard carry right up the middle again.
All right, second down and a yard. We've got an injury timeout here. 1:49 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 21, Hastings High 14.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Well and Jimmy Purcell back here at Viking Field in Grand Island. At last check, it was Adams Central out on top of Lexington by a score of 14-3. They were playing in the second quarter at Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings St. Cecilia winners last night. They played a Thursday night game. 35-6 was the final score last night over Sutton. The Hawks will get ready for the Class C2 state playoffs that will get underway next Thursday. Adams Central trying to get there with a win tonight over Lexington. Class B state playoffs will begin next Friday night.
And Randy Hubert and the boys getting ready for playoff time. 28-0.
Wow.
Late in the second quarter over York. So the Aurora Huskies looking good. We've seen them once this year. They're everything they're made up to be. Probably not as stout as last year without Tyson Brockmeyer in there, but definitely a good, good football team.
Second down at a yard. Northwest has got the ball at the Hastings high 28-yard line. There's a Chris Shell. One fake, and now he throws it down the left sideline. The ball is going to be picked off by Hastings.
Great play.
The Tigers pick off the pass down there as they try to take the ball down deep. A great coverage interception there by Hastings High. Grabbing the ball for the Tigers was Austin Gittison. Gittison, the quarterback on that right side. That thwarts a potential touchdown there by GI Northwest. Gittison, a nice play on the ball in the defensive secondary, and Hastings High will have it on the touchback.
Giddy, he found the valve. He shut the water off. Great play there defensively as he makes the interception in the end zone and nullifies that drive again. Grand Island Northwest was able to chew up some large chunks of yardage on the slant pattern, and again, Kershaw just running the football right up the middle of the field. I think most of his yardage has come tonight in between the tackles, which is a strange against this Tiger D. But again, the Tigers shut the door on Grand Island Northwest, and with 1:34 left to go to a half, they'll have the football at the 20.
All right, Rebarger comes up under center. A tight set here as Rebarger is just going to hand the ball away. The Tigers are trying to get into the locker room and regroup here, trying to find something defensively that's going to work here as they go to Austin Herringer for a couple of yards as he brings the ball to the 22. Talking about those turnovers, Northwest has been stung a little bit by turnovers this year. In fact, their turnover margin is at minus 10. That's why they're
they're 2-6. Looking at Hastings' highest numbers, Mike, before the halftime break, 172 in the first quarter, only 16 here in the second quarter. The Tigers have yet to convert a first down.
It's second down and 8 right now with the ball at the 22-yard line. And here's Rebarger. He's going to be snowed under on a sack. A sack there for Grand Island Northwest, and getting through there's going to be Tanner Roth. So Tanner Roth gets a sack here on Rebarger as they bring the ball back to about the 19-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down and 12 situation now for Hastings High. And the Vikings are going to call a timeout. They'd like to get their hands back on the football here. With 47.6 seconds to play in the second quarter, we've got another timeout with a score. Grand Island Northwest 21, Hastings High 14.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school football here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Tigers with no first downs in the first half, and they're pushing 200 yards of total offense.
Yeah, that's unheard of. Grand Island Northwest with 9 first downs. But again, Kevin Stein calling the timeout. He wants the opportunity to get the football back in his quarterback's hands.
There's a third down and 12 situation for Hastings. Rebarger takes it around the left end. He brings it across the 20 to the 21. The Tigers stop short of a first down. So Hastings High will have to punt. Patrick Opperman has had one blocked already tonight. That's sent up the third touchdown for Grand Island Northwest, or their second touchdown. They've added one since, and the Vikings have a 21-14 lead. They'd like to get the ball back. And Northwest will call the timeout here to preserve some more seconds off the clock. We're down to 42.9 seconds to go. Coming up at halftime, we'll check all the area scores that we have in to the KHAS Sports Studios. Get to the numbers, the scoring plays so far in this ball game, and we'll hear from Tony Harper, the head coach for the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings with a big one tomorrow as they play at 6th-ranked Morningside up in Sioux City. On the air with a pregame show tomorrow afternoon at 12:15, and I am feeling good. I smell upset.
Boy, you have just talked about that all week long. I kind of agree with you. We have to. Don't
jump on the bandwagon.
I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon, but you really got to enjoy the enthusiasm of Tony Harper. He has been fun so far this season. His first season as head coach, he has been fun to have in the box, and I know you've enjoyed doing all the interviews with him. Opperman in here to punt the football away. 42.9 seconds left to go till half.
All right, Opperman will get it away. He'll kick away from Bachman back there. The ball bounces along the far sideline. It's going to go out of bounds around the 40-yard line of GI Northwest. So a good kick, about a 45-yard kick again by Opperman with no return. But the Northwest offense comes back up. 36.2 seconds to play. They can score five or six times. And that's time away from seeing this offense work tonight.
Yeah, that's plenty of time. The way they've thrown the football, it's been just a little short pass patterns, little slants. But, boy, Kershaw has shown that he has a gun. He can go deep, and they've got three wide receivers off to the right side and one to the left, and Kershaw will be in the pistol.
All right, the wide side of the field is the right side here, so he'll roll that way. Cox the arm, and now he's going to run it out there across the 35 out to the 38-yard line. So couldn't find anybody downfield that time and ate the ball as he brings it up to the 38-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Hastings High defense, and making the stop for the Tigers that time was Herringer, I believe, for Hastings High. Austin Herringer in the stop there for the Tigers. Second down and about 7 yards to go. They move the ball up to the 38-yard line on the quarterback scramble. There's a handoff now to Bachman. That's going to be stacked up. Bachman stacked up on the play by Gooden for Hastings High defensively. That's going to be the end of the second quarter. The clock will expire here in the first half of play. This has been exciting and entertaining, to say the least, between a couple of teams that have not had a whole lot of success so far this season, but a very entertaining football game here in the first half of play. We have reached halftime here tonight at Viking Field in Grand Island. We'll take a break with a score at Grand Island Northwest 21, the Hastings High Tigers 14. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the Money and Ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care, corner of 3rd and Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, welcome back to Viking Field in Grand Island. We're at halftime here tonight with the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. They've got a 21-14 lead over Hastings High. The halftime show is brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 36 years in business, you can trust that Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care can keep your vehicle in tip-top shape. Tice Auto Care at 3rd and Denver. In Hastings, 21-14, the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Hastings High here tonight. It's been an action-packed first 24 minutes of action here this evening as Hastings High got on the scoreboard following a touchdown from GI Northwest. In fact, Northwest scored in the third play in the football game here tonight as Dylan Crochelle scored the first of three touchdowns in the first half for him. He erased 58 yards for his score just minutes into the ball game. The PAT was good. Before the Hastings High offense got on the field for the first time, they were trailing by a score of 7-0 with 10:37 to play in the first period. Hastings High came back, got the opening kickoff, ran one play, and then their second play from the line of scrimmage. It was Tyler Rebarger getting loose as he got into the end zone from 56 yards out. The point after touchdown was good. We had a couple of touchdowns in the first 2 minutes of the ballgame, 10:07 remaining in the first quarter. We were tied up at 7 points apiece. Hastings High then got an 87-yard run from Austin Herringer on their next possession. That came at the four-minute mark in the first quarter. The PAT was good. Hastings High had a 14-7 lead as we worked into the second quarter. The Vikings of Northwestern blocked a punt down here, recovered the ball at the Hastings High 9-yard line. Four plays later, Dylan Crochelle took it in from 3 yards out. And following the extra point, we were tied up at 14 points apiece. And then later on in the second quarter, Vikings going on a 9-play, 83-yard drive. Dylan Crochelle takes it in from 5 yards out. The PAT good. And that's the way we stand here at halftime, 21-14. Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Hastings High. Not lacking for offense here in this one tonight, Jimmy.
My goodness, the two teams have compiled 463 yards of total offense. The teams are averaging 8 yards per play. 8 yards per play for both of these football teams. It's been a wild, wild first half here in Grand Island.
That's going to blow up the statistics for the season-ending banquet for both of these teams.
Boy, it really will. It's been wild. I don't know if I've ever seen a team go without a first down and a half of football. Hastings High has done that. We'll look at Hastings High's numbers here to start things out. For the halftime statistics, Tyler Rebarger's only attempted one pass. That fell incomplete. Everything has been on the ground for Hastings High so far tonight. It's been 14 rushing plays and 187 yards. They have only operated 15 offensive plays. But remember, the Tigers, with three offensive plays to start the ball game, and they had two touchdowns. They have had touchdown runs from Herringer of 87 yards and Tyler Rebarger of 57 yards. And Tyler leads the way, or actually Austin Herringer leads the way, rushing the football. Three carries and 91 yards, one touchdown. Tyler Rebarger with five carries and 60 yards. But yet again, the Tigers without a first down in that first half. We look on the side of Grand Island Northwest. They run 40 offensive plays in the first half. Crochelle, the quarterback, very effective, 12 of 18 passing, 163 yards, and one interception on the first half action. 22 carries for the Vikings and 113 yards, so 276 of total offense for the Vikings in the first half, nine first downs. We look at the individual leaders. Bachman, the running back, just seven carries, 11 yards, but the damage has been done by Crochelle with 15 carries, 102 yards, and three touchdowns. He's got touchdowns from 58, 3, and 5 yards. Grand Island Northwest with five penalties in the first half. Hastings High with two, but again, 463 yards of total offense in the ball game. And again, one guy leading the way receiving tonight is Alex Waters with four receptions, 39 yards. So Hastings High, again, they find a way. It's usually the penalty way that they're able to stop Grand Island Northwest from going. They did get us an interception down in the end zone that nullified that one drive late in the second quarter. But again, Hastings High, they've got to try to get something going offensively. Only 15 yards of total offense in quarter number two for the Tigers.
So 21-14 is the score. Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Hastings High. Checking some other scores around the state tonight in Class A. It is North Platte out on top of Fremont by a score of 21-7. They're in the second quarter. Grand Island has a 21-7 lead over Lincoln Southeast. They're in the second quarter of play. Final score from this afternoon, it was Lincoln Southwest over Norfolk by a score of 45-7. In Class B, at last check, Adams Central is leading Lexington by a score of 14-3. Actually, here's an update for you now. 34-15, Adams Central out on top of Lexington as they're getting close to halftime here tonight. It is Crete leading Seward at halftime by a score of 20-6. At last check in the second quarter, it was Aurora out on top of York by a score of 27-0. And Hastings High here, it's 21-14, Grand Island Northwest with a lead. Wow, McCook getting ready for the playoffs. They've got a 35-0 lead over Holdridge. That game is still in the second quarter. In Class C1, it is Gibbon. Brother Centura has got the lead, 16-0. Centura leading Gibbon 16-0 in the second quarter. The Buffaloes have been stopped twice inside the one-yard line in the first half of play. So it's Centura with a 16-0 lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes. Other scores that we have in right now, Tri-County out on top of Wilbur Claytonia, 14-3. They are at halftime. It's High Plains leading Heartland Community by a score of 30-0. They're in the second quarter. It is South Loop leading Sand Hills Bedford by a score of 13-0. They are in the first quarter of play. In the fourth quarter now, it's Giltner out on top of Red Cloud by a score of 80-8. Lawrence Nelson has got a lead over Silver Lake at halftime by a score of 20-0. And in college football tonight, West Virginia is trailing Syracuse 14-3. They are in the second quarter of play. So that's the scores that we have in so far. We're on our halftime scoreboard show brought to you by Tice Auto Care of Hastings. A reminder, we'd like to know the score of your game if you're sitting at a high school football game tonight. You can call or text the score throughout the night to 308-646-0506. That's 308-646-0506, and we'll get the score on for you throughout our broadcast here from Viking Field. 21-14, Hastings High trailing the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest here at the halftime break. We'll take a timeout right here. When we come back, we'll check in with Tony Harper, the head coach for the Hastings College Broncos, as Hastings gets ready for the Morningside Mustangs tomorrow afternoon. You're listening to the Halftime Show brought to you by Tice Auto Care on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
And we're talking with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. Hastings College with a big ball game coming up tomorrow on the road, playing at 6th-ranked Morningside up in Sioux City. Hastings sitting at 4-2 on the season, 3-2 in the conference. Morningside will be 5-1, 4-1 as the ball game gets started tomorrow. And coach, first of all, congratulations on the win last week over Midland, but a huge opportunity for you tomorrow afternoon.
It really is, and this is what you do it for. I mean, this is why you coach, this is why you play, and they are deservedly the 6th-ranked team in the nation. We just got to go up there and play our game and see what happens.
Last week, you put together a pretty good effort in shutting out a very good Midland team, I thought, 17-0.
Yeah, and going into that game, we really didn't know what to expect from them. I mean, they had athletes all over the place, and you know, credit to our defense, they got downhill, caused some turnovers. Offense moved the ball. There was a couple 3rd-and-12s that John Dossel and Brownie hooked up on that really got the momentum going.
Talk about your defense, Coach. It just continues to amaze us. They're still on top of the league in the GPAC, and these guys, they don't give up many yards, do they?
No, they really don't, and that's a credit, again, to Kyle Westfall and Jordan Brown, who've kind of tweaked some of the things that we do. D-line, they're getting off the ball. Linebackers are downhill. Secondary are actually staying in their zones now. So it's fun watching those guys play, and I just kind of sit on the sidelines and watch them do their deal.
You talk about the tweaks in the defense. It all started during the spring ball and now continuing through fall ball. What's been the biggest change maybe from a year ago?
You know, I think Coach Westfall bringing a couple different coverages schemes for us to kind of balance this out, made us a little bit more sound, you know, with what Coach Brown's doing up front, with how we take on certain block schemes, run schemes. That's really helped us instead of just getting up the field, we're getting gashed underneath. I think so, and that's kind of the biggest difference this year, and it really did start in the spring.
And it all starts up front. You guys came up with 5 quarterback sacks a week ago against Midland. This is a team that had yielded only 3 quarterback sacks in their previous games so far in the season. You guys came up big time there.
They really did. You know, I told the defense on, I think it was either Sunday or Tuesday when we had a meet, and I go, fellas, you're starting to make me a little angry because I like to blitz people, but now I ain't having to blitz because you guys are getting off the blocks. So, but no, those guys are playing hard up front, and Coach Brown's got a great rotation. I mean, he plays about 7 to 8 guys on that defensive line, and that just, you know, fresh wave after fresh wave. So we just got to keep that up.
You continue to get to defensive pressure with your front guys. That helps out the defense because we got more guys to help out in the back end, right?
It really does. And then that will allow us to bring 1 linebacker instead of 2 or 3 and vacate a bunch of open zones, which is some of the things that we've had to do in the past. So those guys have made me be a little bit sounder from the blitzing standpoint, but that puts the linebackers in better position to make plays on balls.
Might need all of that stuff tomorrow. Morningside, naturally, a great football team, both offensively and defensively tomorrow. Talk about their offense, first of all. What do you expect out of these guys?
You know, they're a team that's going to come in. They've always been very balanced. You know, they're 55-45 either way. And what they like to do with their offense is they like to run the screen game. Now, we like to blitz. They like to run the screen game. So the math right there is not too good. But what we got to do is we got to take great angles. We got to show something and bring it from somewhere else. With their running backs or downhill type of guys, we got to get 11 halves to the ball. Coaches always say that. But this week, our fits, what gap we got, is very important. So
Morningside's got a freshman quarterback. They will start tomorrow. Kyle Nichol is his name. Big kid at 6'6", a 220-pound freshman, a Pella, Iowa. Naturally, with a freshman, you guys got to be gleaming just a little bit. You can maybe give this guy some looks and get him confused a little bit.
You know what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and roll some coverages and do some different things like that. We're going to, you know, show the two high look and then roll to a one high and vice versa and do some different things like that. Hopefully bring some pressure on his play side. Because when you bring pressure on a freshman, hopefully in his play side or up in his face, it kind of makes him a little nervous. So we'll see what happens.
They're out without their leading receiver in this football game. He is out for the season with an injury, but they still got plenty of weapons to deal with today.
They really do. And I'll point out a couple guys. Joe McCabe, he'll play fullback, tailback, tight end, receiver. I mean, he is an athlete. You know, he is probably far their most versatile kid they got offensively. And then Preston Ives, he's a wide receiver. He's a really good special teams guy, return man. But he gets that screen. He's got, like I said, a little wiggle wag. He get north and south, and so we're going to have to fly to him.
Then defensively, just as strong. This is a defense that gives up only 90 yards per ball game rushing the football. Naturally, that's probably what we want to do today. So it's going to be tough to run the football against these guys.
You know, it really is. What we got to do is we got to establish that line of scrimmage. They're going to take those D linemen and crash them down harder gaps. So what we've got to be able to do is we got to hit our sprint spot, get north and south. We got to be able to run our misdirection game and hopefully get some positive yards, 4 or 5 yards.
This is a team that's also yielding a lot of points in the passing game. Coach, can we attack this defense?
You know, we're going to try to, but right now how we're built and how we're thinking philosophy-wise, we have to run the football, play action pass, get those secondary guys downhill, and just kind of go from there.
Again, Northwestern, or rather, Morningside giving up about 250 yards per ball game passing today. So there could be some chances to maybe take the ball downfield. We haven't really stretched the field yet in this offense, but there could be some chances to take the ball downfield.
You know, some of the things that we're trying to do with this offense, Coach Kamara and Coach Holzclaw, kind of hit the middle of the field. You know, with those safeties and that too high look running what we call quarters and things like that, they're going to leave that middle open, like kind of like Dakota Wesleyan did. We got to get great protection. We got to get those digs and those post routes completed and get them like that. And, you know, they are giving up some yards in the air, but I think it's also because they're so dominant. You know, teams fall behind them quickly, so teams have to throw the ball to kind of get caught back up. So we're going to have to take our chances and make sure it's at the right time.
It's never easy to knock off a nationally ranked team, especially sitting at number 6 in the country, Coach. But how do we pull the upset tomorrow? What do we got to do to win this thing?
Well, we got to play sound football. You know, we got to get first downs. We got to limit first downs. When we're in the red zone, we got to score points, whether it's field goals or touchdowns. Defensively, we got to keep them points off the board. When we get into the penalty situation, we got to be lower than those guys. When we win ball games, it's because the other team's got more penalties. And the next thing is special teams. We got to have a great cover unit all day on punt and our kickoff cover and make it really hard for Preston Ives to do what he does. And that's we do those four things, it should be a good game.
We talked offense, we talked defense, didn't mention special teams. This is a team that's also very, very good, very sound in the special teams.
Very sound. And what Coach Ryan does that I think is great is he puts his players on that. You know, your starters are going to be on that. And that's what Coach Westfall's done with ours, too. And anytime you got what we think is a good football game coming up tomorrow, it could be determined on special teams. So we've got to be perfect in what we're doing. We can't have no bad snaps. We can't have no muff punts. We got to tackle that guy. And that could be the difference in the game.
Special teams have come along a little bit. Had kind of a shaky start at the beginning of the season. Are you happy with the progress there?
I really am. And what Coach Westfall and Coach Brown have done with our special teams is really different. You know, we went from the spread punt to the shield punt. That's a lot different. You know, allows us to get down and cover a little bit better. He changes up and does a different kickoff every week. He does a different kickoff return every week. So that kind of takes time. The guys just got to get used to that, and it really has improved, I think.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
And the kickoff is set for 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon on 12:30 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
12:30 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here at Viking Field in Grand Island. At halftime, has been wild and woolly so far. 21-14 is the score. Vikings have the lead over Hastings High here tonight. Northwest scoring in their third play from the line of scrimmage tonight. Hastings High get their hands on the ball. They scored in their second play from the line of scrimmage. Hastings getting an 87-yard run in the first quarter by Austin Herringer. Tigers had a punt blocked in the second quarter, which led to another touchdown, the second touchdown of the night for GI Northwest. And right before halftime, Northwest scores again in a 5-yard touchdown run to make it a 21-14 ball game. Northwest had a chance to put some more points on the scoreboard later on in the second quarter, but Austin Herringer, rather a Gittison. Austin Gittison getting an interception for the Hastings High Tigers in the end zone to thwart that drive. So it's 21-14 as we get ready for quarter number three.
463 yards of total offense combined by the two teams, the Tigers with 187. Only 15 yards in that second quarter, so the Tigers need to dial up some O here. They still yet to get a first down, and looking on the far side of the field, Cody Newland, that injured defensive tackle for Hastings High in the first half, is on crutches. Does it appear he's coming back in this game?
All right, so what could be the final game of the 2011 season for Hastings High here tonight? 12 minutes to go as we get him set here in the third quarter. Here's an end-over-end kick. Hastings High going to get the ball to begin the second half as they return it right into the center of the field. They're bringing the ball across the 20-yard line, and they're going to be stopped right there. So Hastings High will come out and start at the 20-yard line or so. Tigers working from our left to our right here in the third quarter of play, bringing the ball back. Down on coverage, Cody Harms getting the tackle there for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. So here comes Hastings High again, still looking for their first down of the ball game, and we're in the third quarter now.
Well, we know the Tigers can strike fast. They did on the second play of their opening series. Tyler Rebarger went 56 yards, and then on the one carry, Herringer went 87. So we'll see what Coach dials up here, first and 10 for the Tigers.
And Rebarger's going to come out throwing here. Look out, he's being pressured. Now Rebarger's going to run with the football. He's here at the 20-yard line, comes to the near side. Tyler gets to the 23, 24, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Over here defensively for Grand Island Northwest, running him out of bounds will be Cole Lehman, the defensive back here on this side. Lehman, the 5'9", 170-pound junior for the Vikings. So Rebarger comes out throwing here in the third quarter. Couldn't find anybody downfield. Had to chuck it upfield himself. We'll give Rebarger a pickup of 4 on the quarterback scramble. Second down, 6 yards to go. Hastings High now with the ball on their own 27-yard line.
A lot of running for a 4-yard gain. They had the ball on the far hash mark, and Tyler run all the way across the field. A gain of 4, second down, and 6 here at the 27.
All right, wide receivers go left and right now for Hastings High. Tigers trailing in the ball game 21-14. Here's a pitch play, 25-yard line to the 30. Brinks loose, brings the ball to the 31, 32-yard line before he's swarmed under. Still going to be a couple of yards shy of a first down. That's Austin Herringer carrying the ball there for Hastings High, as he brings it to about the 32-yard line. Check that. Brady Minkey, I think, carrying the ball there for the Tigers. Yeah, Brady Minkey carrying the ball for Hastings as he brings the ball up to the 33. And the officials take a second look, and they're going to give the Tigers the first down.
Well, the crowd on the far side of the field is not aware of it, but we'll give them accolades. First down of the night for Hastings High. It comes with 10:59 left to go here in quarter number three. But the Tigers on the march, just trailing by 7 points.
But he thinks Zion's got a first down. You got to take baby steps here.
Baby steps.
Got a first down here in the third quarter, so the Tigers have moved the chains for the first time tonight. At the 33-yard line, Rebarger comes up now. The shotgun set. Wide receivers go to the left side. Now a man comes in motion. Rebarger's going to run the ball himself. 35-40. He's got it whole up there to the 43-yard line and brought down there. Rebarger finds a little bit of a seam, brings the ball to the 43. Lehman in on the stop again for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. We'll give Rebarger a pickup of 10 yards in the play. The second first down of the ball game now for the Tigers as they have moved the ball up here to the 43.
Back to back now, Tyler Rebarger with 7 carries and 74 yards in the ball game as he gets his squad out to the 44-yard line where they'll have a first and 10. The Tigers opening series of the second half.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side now for Hastings High. Rebarger will have one lone setback in the backfield. Rebarger has got the ball. He bellies, and now he's going to run the ball himself. He cuts back across the 45 to the 50 inside Viking territory and fights his way down to the 47-yard line. Good hard run there by Tyler Rebarger, cutting back against the green there. Takes the ball into Viking territory to the 47-yard line. And Rebarger picks up 9 yards on that play. We'll give him maybe closer to 8 as his knee goes down at the 47. Second down and 2 for the Tigers.
8 carries, 83 yards now for Tyler Rebarger. And an update, Lawrence Nelson out on top of Silver Lake, 26-0 in quarter number 3.
Wide receiver for Hastings High is Alex Olson, split to the left side. Wide receiver comes to the right side now. And second down, 2 yards to go from the northwest 47.5-yard line. Rebarger will send Binky in motion. They're going to hand the ball to Herringer straight up the pipe. Spins at the 45-yard line. He's got the first down as he moves the ball down to the 43. So the Tigers keeping the ball on the ground here. They begin their second half of play. Hastings High gets their third first down now on this possession as they move the ball down to the 43-yard line of GI Northwest. Tackle is made in there by Dylan Crochelle, the defensive back for the Vikings. But Hastings High gets a fresh set of downs. They move the six, first down and 10 at the Northwest 43.
Third first down and a 5-yard gain for Herringer. Four carries, 96 yards, and one touchdown for Herringer. A tough, tough 5 yards as he blast through the line of scrimmage, had four or five black jerseys all over him, but another first down into Viking territory.
Here's Rebarger going to swing the ball out here. It's going to be caught at the 45 to the 40. Breaks outside to the 38-yard line. Brady Mickey is pulled down on the play from behind by Cole Lehman, the defensive back for the Vikings. Positive yardage there. Now we got a late penalty flag. A late penalty flag goes down as they were spotting the football at about the 38-yard line. And I think this is going to go on GI Northwest. So maybe some words being exchanged here between the two teams. We said this was a heated rivalry between Northwest and Hastings, and maybe in the second half it's going to get to the boiling stage.
Well, and now they're the two officials are talking. Now the crowd was booing a minute ago. Now they're applauding. So we'll wait as Tim Higgins, the white cap tonight for the ball game.
It's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct call here at Northwest and an unsportsmanlike conduct call in Hastings. So they go both ways, an offsetting penalty. They'll give the Tigers the play. A pickup of about 6 yards in the play as they move the ball down to the 38. So some extracurricular activity occurring there after that play.
If the Tigers would take this down and punch it in the end zone and draw dead knotted with Grand Island Northwest, this game could really get pretty physical. It's already starting to, as it did last year, and we'll see how this game plays out. But the officials could be in for a workout here in the second half.
8:51 to play in the third quarter. Tigers are trailing in the ball game by a score of 21-14. Hastings has a second down now. Second down and about 4 yards to go. Tigers have the ball down here at the northwest 38-yard line. Wide receivers go left and right again. That's Herringer in the backfield. As Rebarger is up under center, looks over the Viking defense. Here's a quick pitch. It's going to come here to a Geiger. Geiger's hitting down. He goes. That's Eberhardt again. Connor Eberhardt, the leading tackler on the team for GI Northwest, came in with 59.5 tackles, and he's definitely been a stopper here tonight. Connor Eberhardt, a 6'2", 200-pound junior, the linebacker for the Vikings.
Boy, and Eberhardt did a great job. Geiger got the quick pitch, and Eberhardt was all over top of Geiger, a loss of a couple of yards. So it's going to bring up third down and 5 here. The ball back at the Viking 39-yard line, 8-11 and counting here in quarter number 3.
What?
Tigers trail by 7.
Wide receivers Austin Gittison split out wide to the left side now for Hastings High on third down. At about 5 yards to go, here's Rebarger. He's going to pitch the ball back. Minky has got the ball 40, 35, 30. He's got the first down as he moves the ball down to the 25-yard line. Brady Minky on a pitch play to the left side has got the first down and more as he moves the ball down to the 25. And despite carrying that catch, the guy's got a little bit of speed there. Finally brought down into play by Trevor Kraft, but Hastings High again with another first down.
First down, number 4, and they've all come on this drive here as they've put together a nice drive. They've got it all the way down to the Viking 27-yard line. Matt Geiger doing a good job out there on the wing blocking as Mickey turns the corner and picks up 14 yards, 47 yards on the ground here just on this drive.
Will Reimer is your wide receiver, split to the right side now. Geiger goes in motion. Rebarger wants to throw. Pumps once and now throws it down to the left sideline. The ball is going to be off of the fingertips of his intended receiver. He comes up with it out of bounds, but they say, no, he did not keep his feet down. Olsen comes up with the ball there for Hastings High, but he was out of bounds. He was out of bounds, so it's going to be an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 27. So Hastings High trying to put a drive together here to start off this third quarter of play. Hastings High has held the ball for the entire third quarter so far. Nice looking drive here for the Tigers so far.
Well, they really have. They've Tyler was 0-1 passing in the first half, but he's able to he connected on one pass to Mankey for 6 yards, but everything's been on the ground. They've done a good job blocking so far.
They're down in 10 yards to go. Here's a handoff to they're going to take it to Austin Herringer. They pitch the ball back here to Mankey, and Mankey takes it around the right end, and he gets into the end zone for the touchdown. A nice fake carried up inside there to Austin Herringer. Rebarger pitches the ball back, and Brady Mankey gets outside, and nobody out there for Grand Island Northwest. He takes it in the end zone for the score.
80 yards on that drive as Tyler Rebarger. That was a great job. He sucked the defensive end right into his face and had Minky trailing him, and he was able to get the pitch off to him very late right as Tyler was hit. And Brady Minky with great speed able to get around the corner and goes in. from 27 yards out. And Mickey in now to put the Tigers into a tie. It's through the pipes. So the Tigers now, opening drive of the third quarter, take it all the way downfield, 80 yards, basically all on the ground. A nice drive by the Tigers, and they have drawn dead even here in Grand Island.
So we got ourselves a ball game here in a high school football game of the week on 1230 KHIS. In the third quarter, 7:20 to play. It's Hastings High 21, Grand Island Northwest 21.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel, including Nike and Columbia jackets. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy-care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, it's Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Lawrence Nelson now leading Silver Lake 34-0 in high school football tonight. A reminder, we'll have all the scores coming up again tonight on our CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show following our broadcast here tonight. Now 543 yards of total offense here in this ball game between the two teams. And we still got 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play. 7:20 remaining in the third quarter. Aurora now leading York by a score of 34-0. They're in the second half. Here's the kickoff is going to go out of bounds. So the kickoff by Hastings High goes out of bounds, and Northwest will get the ball first down and 10 on their own 35-yard line.
Boy, and we have seen you don't want to give Grand Island Northwest any opportunities, and they're going to give them a better field position. Here they're going to bring the football out. I believe they'll spot it at the 30-yard line here, so 35. So Grand Island Northwest with their first drive of the second half after they were able to put together 276 yards of total offense in the first half, 163 through the air and 113 yards on the ground. Crozell really doing a good job there. He tallied up a bunch of yards, 15 carries, 102 and 3 touchdowns in the first half.
All right, so Northwest has got the ball on their own 35-yard line, and here's the same set again, the pistol set. Crozell waiting for the snap. He's got it, hands it away to Bachman. Bachman trying to get loose, and he is through one tackler, and he's up to the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down at the 35. Tackle is made in there by Hastings High, Austin Giddison, coming up to make the stop there for the Tigers. So they run Bachman, who has had a pretty successful night tonight. He had 684 yards coming into the football game here tonight. No gain in that play. Second down and 10 yards to go. The Tiger D trying to stiffen up here in the third quarter. We are now tied up at 21 points apiece. Final game of the regular season for Hastings High. Crozell in the pistol set. Backs up. He throws the ball. A little slant pattern. He's caught again. Waters with the ball. 45-50 inside Tiger territory down to the 49-yard line. Tackle is made by Brady Mickey for the Tigers defensively. Boy, how many times have they used that little slant pattern? They've got four wide receivers, and they have absolutely run the Tigers to death in the secondary here this evening as Alec Waters grabs the ball there and picks up the first down.
That is first down number 10 and 55 yards on 5 receptions for Waters tonight. And all of them been slap patterns. He's got great speed, and he gets it into, right at the midfield, right at the 50-yard line.
First down, 10 yards to go. Here's Crozell, throws the ball again. He'll be picked off. Picked off by the Tigers. That's Patrick Offerman at the 50, 45-40. Offerman down the sideline, 35-30, 25-20, 15, 10, 5. Offerman dives for the end zone. Did he get in? He did not get in.
Oh, that is so close.
They stop him at the 1-yard line. Patrick Offerman picks off the pass for Hastings High and returns it back to the 1-yard line, and the Tigers have the ball inside their red zone, knocking on touchdown door.
Boy, and Patrick Offerman, a big target in there defensively, but he just steps right in front of that Crozell pass. That is the second interception. Giddison was able to come up with one late in the second quarter, but Patrick Offerman with a big one, he picks that off at about the 40-yard line and takes it, we'll call it 59 yards on the return. Boy, that was very close as Patrick laid out for the goal line. But, again, the Tigers with a great opportunity here right at the 1.
And Rebarger just goes straight ahead on the quarterback sneak. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. So Tyler Rebarger takes it into the end zone for the score, and the Tigers have the lead now with 6 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The score is 27-21, so the Tigers get a big play on the defense. Upperman picks off the pass and returns it down to the 1.
Well, offensively, we only put one more yard on our total, so now it's 5:44 of total offense, but the Tigers quickly have drawn ahead of the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, making in for the PAT, and it is good. So just that quick with a nice 80-yard drive, and then Patrick Offerman picking off Crozell takes it 59 yards, And Tyler Rebarger caps it off with a one-yard touchdown run. Tyler now with two touchdown runs on the evening, and the Tigers are back out in the front.
All right, 6-8 to play now in the third quarter. The score, Hastings High 28, Grand Island Northwest 21.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Patrick Offerman picks off the pass for Hastings High. That's all the Tigers needed. They dial up a touchdown here and a one-yard plunge by Tyler Rebarger, and bam, Tigers come out of the locker room at halftime with a 80-yard drive and a nice play on the defense, and the Tigers have a 28-21 advantage.
Yeah, 544 yards of total offense between both teams, and now I'm making into the football, and we got a live ball.
It's going to be picked up here by Northwest, returned to the 30-yard line, out to the 35, bringing the ball back for the Vikings that time was Darian Kreitz, I think, brought the ball back there for Grand Island Northwest. The short man, Cody Frazier, down in the special teams for Hastings High to make the stop. So neither team kicking the ball deep here in this one. And that time, a short man for Northwest brought the ball back. So the Vikings, for the second consecutive series, will start their drive here at their own 35-yard line. Vikings moving from our right to our left here in the third quarter. Hastings High has now got a 28-21 advantage over Northwest after trailing 21-14 at halftime. Rochelle back in there at quarterback after throwing a pick on his last attempt. He's in the pistol set here with wide receivers split out to the left side. Groeschel waiting for the snap. He's going to hand the ball away to Bachman. Bachman gets to the line of scrimmage, and here he breaks into the open across the 40 to the 45-yard line and the 46 before he's pulled down. A pickup of 10 yards on the play there. Brady Mickey into the stop for the Tigers of Grand Island Northwest, and now we got a new quarterback in there.
Groeschel was in there on that set, but the snap actually went to number 13, Zach Rose. A junior, 6'3", 185. The snap actually went to him. Well, actually, he's going to be in there at the quarterback again.
Groeschel is going to be one of these setbacks. They're going to go with two running backs in the backfield now with a new quarterback in Rose in there. Now they're going to give the ball away to Groeschel, running the ball here to the 45-yard line out to the 49. So the head coach for Grand Island Northwest changing things up. That's Kevin Stein after Groeschel throws the interception. Groeschel has now been moved back to a running back position. With a new quarterback in there with Zach Rose, just a junior quarterback, 6'3", 185-pounder, now taking the snaps for the Vikings.
Well, they must not have thought that 15 carries and 102 yards is good enough at the quarterback position, so they put Groeschel in at the running back. So now a couple of dynamite running backs back there in Bachman and Groeschel.
All right, it's going to be Rose waiting for the snap here on second down at about 8 yards to go. Northwest trailing in the ball game. Here's a handoff now. That's going to be Groeschel. He's going to carry the ball across the 50 inside Tiger territory. Well, that's Bachman carrying the ball. Bachman carries the ball to the 47. A pickup of about 3 yards on a play tackle made by Trenton Hallmeyer for Hastings High defensively. So now we have a number 5 and a number 8 in the backfield. Now Rose is going to come out of the ball game. That's a quarterback. And now what do we have here? We got Groeschel going to go back out and play quarterback here as he will be back in the pistol set. Third down and about 3 yards to go. Northwest with the ball down here at the Hastings High 47-yard line. Groeschel waiting for the snap. Wide receivers left and right. Long count here from the line of scrimmage. Groeschel has got it. He pitches the ball back here. That's Bachman. He's going to be hitting. Down he goes. Brady Minkey comes up there to make the stop for Hastings High. Brings him down for a loss of a couple of yards in the play. Back here at the 49-yard line. Great job there by Minkey. Closing in a hurry.
Boy, Brady Minkey has made at least three tackles in the open field. He was aided there by Mark Gooden, number 80. He was also coming there and helped him out on a team tackle. But Brady Minkey has done a great job out in the open field bringing down the running backs. Adam Central. Boy, they're dialing in for the Class B playoffs. 41-15 in the third quarter. They are out on top of Lexington in Hastings.
Brady Minkey now with seven tackles. Here's a high snap to Groeschel as the Vikings will punt the football. The kick is not very good as it goes to the far side. It goes trickling out of bounds down around the 30-yard line. So not a very good kick there by the punter for Northwest, Groeschel, as he had to leave his feet. They grab the snap, and Hastings High will get pretty good field position. We'll see where the officials spot the football here. That was a punt of only about 17 yards by Dylan Crochelle, and Hastings High has got the ball back with a 28-21 lead here in the third quarter with 3:34 to play in the period.
Well, now in the third quarter, it's been all Hastings High. They took that long drive, long time-consuming drive of 80 yards, and then Patrick Opperman set them up in point-blank range, and now the Tigers can just run their basic offense, try to put another long drive.
They'll start this one from their 29-yard line. Here's a running play right up the pipe, and that's not going too far. Hastings High just attacks up inside, and the Vikings are waiting for him right there. That was a running play to Austin Herringer. He got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a half-a-yard gain for Herringer before he's slammed to the turf by Connor Eberhardt, that middle linebacker for this Viking defense. Second down and 9 yards to go. The ball resting between the 29 and 30-yard line. Hastings High moving from our left to our right here in quarter number three. Tigers have the lead, looking to wrap up the regular season with a win here tonight. 28-21 is the score. Tyler Rebarger stays in there at quarterback, sends a wide receiver out to the right side. Second down, 9 yards to go. Rebarger pitches the ball back, and the Vikings right there defensively. They try to run the option play to the short side of the field, and the Tigers outnumbered Hastings out there. Brought down to Brady Minkey for a loss in the play of a couple of yards. So now Hastings High going in reverse. It's third down and 11 yards to go. Alec Waters coming up from his strong side safety position to make this stop there for the Vikings.
When again, the option to the short side of the field is very tough unless you get a hat on a hat, and Hastings High did not get out there and block very well on that play. There was four Grand Island Northwest Vikings awaiting Brady Menke, but again, Tyler Rebarger was forced to pitch that football to Menke. Nowhere to go. Third and long. Third and they've got a 9, but it looks like third and 10 here for the Tigers.
All right, it's going to be a Rebarger dropping back to throw. He's got time. He throws the ball. It's going to be way over the head of the center receiver. It's picked off. Picked off by Lehman as he brings the ball across the 45, back to the 40-yard line, and a first down for the Vikings. Cole Lehman picks off Tyler Rebarger in the ball game here tonight for Tyler. That's going to be his ninth interception of the 2011 season, and now the Vikings get good field position as they pick off the pass. The intended receiver was Alex Olson for Hastings High, but that baby was way overthrown by Tyler Rebarger, and Northwest has the ball at the Hastings 40.
When Tyler struggled last week, was pulled in the game after three interceptions. Patrick Opperman came in and threw two, but a costly one here. You give Grand Island Northwest a short field. They've only got 40 yards to go. They've got it at the Tiger 40 with 2:03 left to go here in quarter number three.
28-21, Hastings High with the lead, but now the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest picking some points here in the third. Rochelle back in there at quarterback. The pistol set. He fakes the throw. Now Crichel's going to run the ball. He gets it to the 40, leans forward to the 39-yard line before he runs into Karloff, the middle linebacker for Hastings High. A pickup of only a yard in the play for Dylan Crichel, the quarterback for GI Northwest. Second down, 9 yards to go.
Final score from Giltner. Giltner, 86. The Red Cloud Warriors, 28. 86-28. Giltner wins.
They didn't hit 100, huh?
No.
They had 88 points early.
And York has scored against Aurora. It's now 34-7, the Huskies.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Vikings have the ball at the Hastings High 39-yard line. They fake the ball to a Bachman, and the quarterback, Rochelle, goes around the right end where he is stopped by Casey Lammers. He hops on him and rides him like a horse, takes him down to the turf, and knocks him down. No gain in the play. The Northwest, after getting the interception by Lehman, has gone just 1 yard in two plays. Third down, 9 yards to go. Vikings have the ball at the Hastings High 39.
Yeah, Lammers climbed on him like a PBR professional bull rider. Didn't last the 8 seconds. Got Crochelle down quicker than that, but no gain. Third down and 9 here for the Vikings at the 39-yard line of Hastings.
All right, from the pistol set here, we're late in the third quarter. Crochelle wants to throw the ball. Fakes, now throws the ball down deep. He's got a man. It's caught at the 15-yard line. 10-5 touchdown. Alex Larson gets behind Brady Minkey for Hastings High and thrown right on the money. Great pass by Crochelle, and that's a touchdown. It goes 39 yards, and the Vikings are on the scoreboard.
Larson just run about a 9-10-yard pattern down there and stopped, and then he just accelerated, and he run right by Brady Minkey on the near sidelines and got Crochelle right on the money, 39 yards. Now 54 yards of passing for Crochelle here in the third quarter. And the Vikings now have drawn within 1 point of Hastings High.
That one comes with 47 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here comes the extra point. Ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is going to be good. And we are tied back up. We are tied up here late in the third quarter. 47 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 28, Grand Island Northwest 28.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
Well, at the end of this one, it's going to take about an hour and a half to run down all the scoring plays in the football game here tonight. 610 yards of total offense now between the two teams. A 39-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Crochelle to Alex Larson. And we are knotted up at 28 points apiece still with 47 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Boy, and Crochelle now on the night, he had 163. Give him 207 yards of passing here in the ballgame as he connects to Alex Larson on a 39-yard touchdown pass and a pretty ball. He had lots of time back there to throw it. And again, Brady Minkey out there on coverage just bit, and Larson just accelerated right past him, and the pass was delivered perfectly.
Alex Larson now with 5 touchdown receptions this year. Here comes the run-up and the boot, and the Tigers will get the ball back here following the Northwest touchdown. It's going to be retrieved here by the Tigers on the far side of the field, 30, 35, 40. Look out, 45-yard line into the open at the 50, and he's brought down at the Grand Island Northwest 46-yard line. Bringing the ball back is going to be Austin Gittison for Hastings High. Tackle was made by Cody Harms of Grand Island Northwest defensively, and he was the last man back there for these special teams from the Vikings.
Giddy's had a good game. He had the interception in the end zone. We'll give him 52 on the return there and into Grand Island Northwest territory. So with 37.4 seconds left to go, they're still shooting the fireworks off. We've got a quarter of football left to go. It's 28-28, 610 total yards of offense, and Tyler Rebarger is in the shotgun here for his dad.
All right, we're on the far side hash mark, and the snap goes over the head of Rebarger. He goes back, and it's going to be recovered here by Geiger. So the snap comes back way over the head of Tyler Rebarger, and finally Johnny on the spot back there was Matt Geiger for Hastings High. He falls on it back here at the 40-yard line, but a huge loss for the Tigers. And they're going to be looking at a second down and long situation there. So there's a mistake. The snap comes back from the center, Trenton Hallmeyer, way over the head of Tyler.
Well, and they're going to let the clock run out here in the third quarter, but that's going to come to the hands of a 13-yard loss as Tyler not able to come up with that football. And I believe it was Geiger that jumped on top of the football at the 40-yard line. So there is the end of the third quarter. We have got a ball game here in Grand Island. It is a shootout.
All right, we'll take a break here. Three quarters in the books here tonight. Our high school football game of the week on 1230 KHIS. Hastings High 28, Grand Island Northwest 28.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Rebarger wants to throw the ball. He can't find it, but he scrambles across the 40 to the 45 out to the 47-yard line. Tigers were looking at second down and 23 yards to go following that bad snap from Trenton Hallmeyer to end the third quarter. So Tyler brings it back up to the 47, and Hastings High now looking at third down and long here to begin the fourth and final quarter.
We'll give him 7 on that carry. So Tyler now in the ballgame, 10 carries and 91 yards, a couple of touchdowns. In that third quarter, 73 yards of total offense for Grand Island Northwest, 67 for Hastings High. They finally got first down. They had 4 of them on that first drive.
All right, Tyler has got the ball. Here's a pitch back. It comes to Mickey trying to get outside 45. And oh, boy, he is stumped here at the 47-yard line. Into the stump there for the Vikings with Dylan Crochelle, who's having a whale of a ball game both offensively and defensively tonight for the Vikings. And Mickey stopped way short of a first down. Hastings High left the punt. Dropping back deep is going to be number 8. For Grand Island Northwest, that is Kyle Bachman. He will stand right about the 20-yard line. Opperman is back here for Hastings High to get the punt away at about the 38 of Hastings High. We are tied up at 28 points apiece here in the fourth quarter. It's been a wild one here tonight. Patrick Opperman's going to kick the ball, comes in the near sideline, and it's going to go out of bounds up around the 20-yard line. The officials come up the field. They're going to stop at about the 23, and that's where Grand Island Northwest will start first down and 10 from their 23-yard line. Boy, we've got well over, 600 yards in this ball game so far. That was a 27-yard punt there by Patrick Opperman, and now Northwest will have a majority of the field to work with here in this tie ball game of 28 points apiece.
603 yards, to be exact, right now in the ball game. Actually, no, now it's 612 if you had Hastings High's fourth quarter numbers. So Grand Island Northwest with the ball at their own 23-yard line, 10:41 left to go here in the ballgame.
All right, Chrischel is in the pistol set. Wide receivers left and right. He's got the ball. He's going to give it away. That's Bachman inside across the 25 out to the 27-yard line. So a pickup of about 4 yards in the play. Trenton Haltmeyer into the stop there for Hastings High defense. And Grand Island Northwest will be looking at a second down situation. Second down and about 6 yards to go. The Vikings working from our left to our right here in the fourth and final quarter. As Northwest, again, calling the play here at the line of scrimmage. Same formation about all night long. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right side. One lone setback. Bachman in the backfield here behind Rochelle. Here's the quarterback. He wants to throw the ball in the center of the field. It's going to be incomplete, but we have got a penalty flag down. I think the Tigers might be guilty of a hold here on Alec Waters right in the center of the field.
Yeah, I think this may go against Casey Lammers. He was on Alec Waters, and we'll see what the call is here. Number one team in Class B out on top of the Seward Blue Jays. Creek 27, Seward 6, late in the third quarter.
Yeah, the state playoffs will get underway next week. Classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 will play their first-round games next Thursday. Classes A and B will play their first-round games next Friday. The pairings from the Nebraska School Activities Association should be announced sometime tomorrow. So we'll wait and see where our area teams will end up, and, of course, we'll have complete coverage throughout the state high school football playoffs on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Here's a quick swing pass out. Here's going to be caught at the 35-yard line, dancing his way up to the 38-39-yard line. The pass completion there for Grand Island Northwest goes to Jordan Olson. Jordan Olson gets into the act here for Northwest, gets a pass reception there. That ball was nearly picked off by Hastings High. They read that one beautifully, but they could not get to the football. I think that was Minky over here or Perez for Hastings High. Nearly intercepted that ball, and they would have been off and running the races right there.
Yeah, that was Jordan Perez, number 16. He was on coverage, but again, Brady Minky bringing the receiver down in the open field.
There's Bachman. He gets the call here as he takes the ball to the 41. Maybe a yard gain on the play as they try to cross up this Tiger defense. Brought down into play by Binky and also by Lammers of Hastings High. A pickup of about a half a yard in the play, and the Vikings will be looking at third down now. Third down and 7 yards to go. They got the ball right at their 40-yard line. Three wide receivers again split out to the left side. We've got 9 minutes to play here in the fourth and final quarter, tied up at 28 points apiece. This is Crochelle waiting for the snap out of the pistol set. Looking over the Hastings High defense. Crochelle has got it. Three-step drop. Rolls to his right. Dumps it away. It's going to be tipped in. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it over here to Bachman coming out of the backfield. The ball was tipped there by Gooden of Hastings High, the defensive end here on this side. Incomplete pass, and that's going to bring up fourth down and 7, and the Vikings lost the punt.
Boy, and Gooden doing a great job out there at the defensive end, 6'1", 200 pounds. He's been in on a slug of tackles and a good defensive play there. Boy, every time there's a snap taken, doesn't matter what team, we've had touchdowns of 39 and 58 big plays for GI Northwest. We've had touchdowns of 27, 87, 56 for Hastings High here in the ballgame. It has been a game of big, big plays.
Rochelle will punt the ball away here. Reimers was back deep for Hastings High, but he's not going to have a chance to return this one. Not a very good kick again by Chris Shellens. That's off of the side of his foot. It comes out of bounds here into the Viking bench. And the officials will spot the football at the 37-yard line. A kick of only 24 yards on the punt there by Dylan Crochelle. And now Hastings High has got the ball. First down and 10 in their own 37. It's like a hockey match tonight, isn't it?
Boy, it really is. Just back and forth. And Hastings High, just when they get down by a couple of scores, then bam, they go back up on top. And then they allow Grand Island Northwest to throw a 39-yard touchdown pass there in that late in the third quarter, which we've got, we're all knotted up here. 8:43 left to go. Hastings High with pretty good field position. They've got the ball at their own 36. score 28-28 here in Grand Island.
Hastings trailed 21-14 at halftime. Tigers have the ball back, first down and 10 from the 37. That's Geiger going in motion. Here's Rebogger. He wants to throw. Rebogger throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught here at the 42-yard line. Mickey with the ball across the 45, and he's hit down and out of bounds. Everhard into the stop there for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, but a nice catch and run there by Brady Mickey as he brings the ball across the 45. Going to be very close to a first down as they spot this baby out to 47.
Boy, and Cody Frazier, number 45, was lined up in the slot on the left side. He runs down to the 50 and run a slap pattern. Nobody picked him up for Grand Island Northwest, but Tyler had a lot of pursuit coming his way, and he had to just dump the ball off to the up man, and that was Brady Mickey, and he picks up nearly 13 yards. And a first down as they inch the ball out to the 47-yard line.
All right, Reimer's going to split out wide to the right side now. Here's Mickey coming in motion. He puts the ball to him. Brady is hit at the 48-yard line, leans forward to the 50. They give him a pickup of 2 yards in the play. Mickey coming in motion. They get the pitch from Tyler Rebarger, and Mickey is knocked down after a pickup of a couple of yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. That's a Brandon Johans who's into the ball game now. He's a big boy, 6'6", 215 pounds, a senior for the Vikes.
Mickey starting to have a nice night rushing the football. 10 carries, 68 yards. He's got a touchdown. That come from 27 yards out. Also receiving, he's had the only two receptions for Hastings High tonight. 419 yards, and the Tigers with the ball at midfield. 7:57, clock running here in quarter number four.
All right, Rebogger again up under center. He backs up. Now he rolls to his right side. Tyler in trouble. He's going to run. He's at the 50-yard line. Tyler inside the Viking territory to the 45 to the 40, and he's run out of bounds. So Tyler Rebarger scrambling as he was in trouble, took the ball to the right side of the field, got outside and was run out of bounds, and the Tigers have a first down here at the Grand Island Northwest 41-yard line. The Tigers on the move now in the fourth.
11 carries, 104 yards, and a touchdown. Two touchdowns on the night for Tyler Rebarger, and a much better job there. He didn't try to force the football into a receiver that was covered up. He just selects to roll off to the right side, runs all the way down the right side of the field, gets the ball to the 41-yard line. A nice drive put together by the Tigers here. That's just what the doctor ordered, but the clock stopped. But a long time-consuming drive here. Put some points on the board.
Ball's on the far side, hash mark. A lot of running room over here to the left side. Rebarger fakes the ball inside. Now he gets loose. He's at the 40, 35, down to the 30, down to the 28-yard line of Grand Island Northwest. They fake the ball up inside to that first man through there. Tyler Rebarger took it around the left end, found a little seam. He's got the first down and more all the way down to the Viking 28 before he was brought down by Tanner Roth, the defensive end for the Vikings, and his first down and 10 for Hastings High.
115 yards, 12 carries. Seventh first down for Hastings. I remember in the first half the Tigers were held without a first down, but they've come alive here and been able to put together a nice drive and a final in. McCook 35, Holdridge nothing, a final.
All right, Hastings High trying to put something together here in their final game of the regular season, and now the Tigers going to be guilty. They have a penalty flag down as they're going to be guilty of an illegal procedure call. Illegal procedure on Hastings, that will cost them 5 yards.
Sixth penalty on Hastings High of the night, and every one of them has been costly. It puts the Tigers in a 1st and 15th situation. Grand Island Northwest with 6 penalties, so 12 total. We are over, we're nearing the 700 yards of total offense for both football teams with 7:11 clock counting in the ballgame.
So that penalty will cost Hastings 5 yards. Will bring it back out to the 33-yard line. Tyler Rebarger now in the shotgun set. Wide receiver split out wide to the right side. Tyler waiting for the snap. He's got it. He's going to run the football. Takes it around the right end and brings the ball down to about the 30-yard line, so a short pickup. Got basically a little bit of the penalty yardage back there. They bring it back to the 30. And Hastings High now looking at second down and 12 yards to go. Tigers taking some time off of the clock here. 6 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We are tied up at 28 points apiece. Hastings High trailed 21-14 at halftime. So second down and 12 yards to go for Hastings High. They've got the ball at the Grand Island Northwest 30-yard line. From the far side hash mark, Rebarger up under center. He bellies to his first man through there. Rebarger busts loose, and he takes the ball down to the 25 to the 24-yard line as he bounces down to the turf. Now Hastings High looking at a more manageable situation here, Jimmy. Third down, Cody Harms into the stop there for Grand Island Northwest defensively, but now Hastings High looking at third down and 7 yards to go at the Grand Island Northwest 24-yard line.
Beginning to become the Tyler Rebarger show now. Tyler just simply not making a mistake by throwing the football. He's just elected to tuck the football up in there. Tyler now with 127 yards of rushing tonight, 7:19 of total offense between the two teams.
Barringer is now in the backfield here for Hastings High. Rebunger's got the ball. He backs up. He wants to throw. Throws it to the far side. Mickey grabs the ball. 15-10. Mickey is into the end zone. He is in there for the touchdown. Brady Mickey takes it in on a reception from Tyler Rebarger, and Hastings High goes out on top with 5:34 to play in the fourth quarter.
21 yards? They took it off the scoreboard already.
That'll be 32 yards. That was a 32-yard touchdown.
Nice play, nevertheless. Tyler Rebarger rolls to the left side and then just stops and throws it back across the field. Brady Mickey all alone. And Brady Mickey now with all the receptions and a touchdown, he's in for the point after here for Hastings High. They take the ball downfield and score. And, ooh, that could be a costly miss there as Brady Mickey misses the extra point off to the right side. So with 5:34 left to go here in the ball game, Hastings High put 6 on the board, but it could be a costly miss. They lead Grand Island Northwest 34-28.
So Mickey misses the point after touchdown. He was 20 of 24 on extra points coming into the football game here tonight. We will see if that comes back to haunt the Tigers. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play in regulation. The score, it is Hastings High 34, Grand Island Northwest 28.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned, know you buy your first name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Hastings High Tigers going a 7-play, 68-yard drive there in the fourth quarter, and Hastings High has got the lead over Grand Island Northwest. The score is 34-28. Hastings trying to finish off the season 4 wins and 5 losses and going into the offseason with a win here tonight. There's a run up in the boot by Mickey. He's going to bounce along the ground, picked up down there at about the 10-yard line. Bringing the ball back is Bachman. He comes to the near side, 25 to the 30, and he's wrestled down from behind here at the 32-yard line. We have seen Grand Island Northwest strike quickly on offense, Jimmy. This is anything but a comfortable lead with 5:25 to play. It's 34-28 in favor of Hastings High, but now the Tigers need to play some defense.
Well, 217 yards on the arm of Crochelle, the quarterback tonight, and he has distributed the ball around. 6 different receivers have got the football for Kevin Stein and his troops, and we knew coming in, and so did the Hastings defense. They knew that the Crochelle was going to throw the ball a lot. Be aware now with 5:25, the ball will be in the air. It'll hop a lot. 3 wide receivers left and 1 to the right.
All right, Crochelle has got the ball, sprints out left side. He steps, and he's going to throw the ball down the left sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to take the ball down to the left sideline to Brock Brown. That one was overthrown as the head coach for Grand Island Northwest, Kevin Stein, goes with the deep ball in the first play here on this possession. Working on Tyler Rebarger over there of the Hastings High defense, but they threw it too far. Incomplete pass, second down and 10.
23rd pass attempt tonight for Crochelle. As I've now inserted my extra little passing stat sheet, as I will need tomorrow in the college game. But second down and 10 here. 5:19, clock stopped here in the fourth quarter.
All right, Crochelle is in the pistol set again. He's got the ball. He sprints out left side. Here's a pass to the far side. It's going to be caught, but Hastings High right there on defense. They go to Alex Larson over there. He makes the reception. And that was Patrick Opperman who closed in a hurry, Jimmy. Or rather, who was that? That was a Gittison over there. Gittison over there making the play right in front of the Tiger bench. Brings down Larson after just a short gain of 1 yard. So it's third down and 9 yards to go for the Vikings at the 32-and-a-half-yard line. Rochelle is in the shotgun set again, or the pistol set. He's got the ball. He backs up. He throws it to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. On a slap pattern again for GI Northwest was Jordan Olson, the 5'10", 165-pound senior. He could not grab the ball, so now Northwest is looking at a fourth down situation. 4:44 to play. You can't rely on your defense. They haven't stopped anybody today.
No, they really haven't. They've allowed Hastings High a boatload of yards. We're over 700 between the two teams offensively, and now Kevin Stein sends 4 replacement players in.
I think this is going to be the punt team coming on.
Yeah, it is, Crochelle, but be careful because, as we've mentioned before, Crochelle is the quarterback, and he will do the punting duties here, 4th and 9, and I believe Reimer back deep.
Yep.
Yeah, Will Reimer back deep for Hastings High.
All right, Crochelle.
Oh, there
it goes through his fingertips. Crochelle picks it up down there. He's going to run with a football. Crochelle is at the 25 to the 30-yard line. To the 32, he is stuffed, and the Tigers have the ball. The snap comes back to the punter. Grossell could not handle it. It goes through his legs, and then he couldn't get the punt away. As he's got to scramble with the football, he brings it to the 32-yard line. The Tigers stop him way short of a first down. Hastings High will land the ball. They're stopped by Mark Gooden for the Hastings High special teams, and the Tigers get the football back.
Boy, to make sure Crochelle was not going any farther, Gooden had a hold of his legs, and then Trenton Holtmeyer just comes across and delivers a burying blow, knocks Crochelle to the turf, and the Hastings High Tigers, with a big, big play, they lead by 6 to 4:35, and they got the ball at the Northwest 31.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go. Here's Rebarger. Bellies, and he gets into the open. 30, 25, down to the 20-yard line, down to the 19-yard line. Tyler Rebarger just putting his football team on his shoulders here tonight here in the fourth quarter, and he says, let's win this, baby. We're taking it down to the 19-yard line, first down and 10 for the Tigers.
Tyler Rebarger now 15 carries, 135 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and they continue to just keep putting in all kinds of yards on the stat sheet. And again, Hastings High with no first downs in the first half, 9 here in the second half, and the Tigers just hang on to that football.
Boy, special teams so important in the ball game tonight. Hastings High had a punt blocked, and now we've seen some mistakes by Grand Island Northwest on special teams, especially here in the fourth quarter. And now the Tigers, I think, going to call a timeout. Yeah, Rick Rebarger wants to come out and have some words with his offensive unit here. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Or do we have a timeout? I think we've got some clock problems now as the officials talking with the captains of Hastings High. We've got 4:27 remaining on the clock here. The Tigers out on top by a score of 34-28.
Late in the fourth quarter, Adams Central looks like they're going to finish their regular season with a win. They lead at Lexington 48-15. And Lawrence Nelson 48, Silver Lake 20. That is the final. AC finishes the year with a victory. They've had a tough schedule.
Adams Central last week losing in our ball game we had here on 1230 KHAS. Adam McCook, that should be good enough to get the Patriots into the Class B state playoffs. And look out, you get Bill Carlin into the state playoffs.
Sneaky
little devil.
Sneaky Bill Carlin.
First down and 10 yards to go here for Hastings High. They've got the ball now at the Grand Island Northwest 20-yard line, trying to lock up their fourth win of the 2011 season here tonight. There's Rebarger. He hands the ball away, and that's going to be Brady Minkey as he takes the ball down to about the 18-yard line. Hastings High just running as much clock as they can here. Tanner Rothen in the stop there for Grand Island Northwest defensively. Now Rick Rebarger does call a timeout. Hastings High calls a timeout with 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We've got a break with a score. Hastings High 34, Grand Island Northwest 28.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Ooza.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Ooza.
Are there a buttload of HDTVs that play only sports?
Ooza.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Viking Field in Grand Island. Boy, a couple of teams that really have nothing to play for here tonight, Jimmy. Grand Island Northwest and Hastings High, we have been entertained here immensely in this football game as the Tigers have the lead over Grand Island Northwest, 34-28 with 4:04 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's really coming a lot of big plays. Northwest has scored on plays of 39 yards, 58 yards early in the ball game, and then Hastings High has electrified the crowd with a touchdown from Minkey at 27, and then 3 plays into the game, Rebarger 56-yard touchdown, and Austin Herringer 87-yard touchdown, and then a 32-yarder to Minkey here on the series prior to this one. But the Tigers in control here, 4:04 left to go here in the ball game.
Second down, 8 yards to go as they go with let's see. That's going to be Brady Minkey with the ball. Brady starts off right, comes back left, and takes it right up to the center of the defense, takes the ball down to about the 15-yard line. It was like, who had the ball there? As Brady Minkey squirts out of there with the ball at the 15. Tackle is made by Alex Larson for the Grand Island Northwest defense. And now the Viking head coach over here, Kevin Stein, wants to call a timeout as Hastings High will be looking at third down and 5 yards to go from the 15-yard line of GI Northwest. We've got another timeout. 3:56 to play. It's Hastings 34, Grand Island Northwest 28.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Another score for you. It's Crete out on top of Seward by a score of 39-12. We've got 42 seconds to play in that ball game. As the scores start to pile up here, we'll have all the scores coming up on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show in just a few minutes here on 1230 KHAS. It is third down and 5 yards to go. Hastings High with the ball down here at the Grand Island Northwest 15-yard line. Rebarger up under center. He bellies the ball to Herringer. Now he's in trouble. Rebarger is going to be caught here for a loss back at the 20-yard line. Rebarger had nowhere to go. He bellies the good fullback coming through there, Austin Herringer, and then had nowhere to go. He was in retreat, and he was stopped at the 20-yard line, getting through there and getting a quarterback sack. There is going to be Tanner Roth, and again, a timeout called here by GI Northwest. Now Hastings High, Jimmy, looking at a fourth down and 8 situation. Ball is at the 18-yard line. Hastings High would be looking maybe at a 35-yard field goal with that. Maybe a little bit too far here, so kind of in no man's land. We'll see what Rick wants to do here.
Yeah, I think maybe just a little bit out of Brady Minkey's range, but do you want to risk trying to kick it and have the kick blocked?
Brady's longest field goal this year has been 32 yards, so he's well within range, and we see Brady Minkey coming out here. Rick might be trying to put this ball game away with a field goal attempt right here.
Boy, you got to have some good blocking up front, because as a kicker, you try to get into the meat of the football, and if you kick it a little too low, that defense is going to be trying to put some hands up, and that is exactly the case. Nick Valley will hold on this Brady Minkey field goal attempt here.
This is going to be a 35-yard field goal attempt. Again, Minkey's longest one has been 32 this year. It's going to be on the near side hash mark. This would get Hastings a couple of points here, give them a 9-point lead. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes sailing off the left side. It is no good. It had plenty of distance from Brady Minkey, but that one sails off the left side. It is no good. Now Grand Island Northwest has got the ball back, trailing by 6 points here in the ballgame.
I think I said Nick Valley, Landon Valley, in there to do the holding. Or excuse me, yeah, it was Nick Valley in there holding for Hastings High. But again, Brady Minkey got into the football very hard, but again, as a kicker, you try to get a little extra leg in it, and he just simply pulled it left. And now Grand Island Northwest with 3:43 left to go, and the arm of Dylan Crochelle. He has thrown for 217 yards tonight. Watch out, the pig will be in the air here.
And for some reason, I'm getting an uneasy feeling right here. Crochelle is going to be in the pistol set, wide receivers all over the place. Crochelle has got the ball, slant pattern, caught, and it dropped. Alex Larson had the ball, and he dropped it at the 25-yard line. He had room to run.
Well, and Grand Island Northwest has been very successful tonight. They run wide receivers all over the field, but they've only run that 5-6-7-yard slant pattern, and Crochelle has been able to hit all the receivers right in stride. They have tremendous speed, but, boy, you can't allow as a Hastings defensive back to let a Grand Island Northwest receiver behind you, because they are quick.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Northwest with the ball on their own 20-yard line. There's another slant pattern. It's going to be caught here. Well, the ball is going to be Larson trying to get outside, trying to get out of bounds. He doesn't get there. He brings the ball to the 28-yard line, a pickup of 8 yards on the play. Northwest will be looking at a third down situation. Third down and 2 yards to go. That's Karloff in on the stop there for Hastings High. So third down and 2 yards to go for GI Northwest on their own 28-yard line. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 34-28. Rochelle has got the ball. He's going to quarterback keep her around the right side across the 30. Brings the ball to the 34-35-yard line. Patrick Opperman. And on the stop there for the Hastings High Tigers as he brings the ball up here to the 34. So a first down, they move the sticks here. Grand Island Northwest trailing by 6 points in the ballgame. A missed point after by Hastings High. Following that, to a 32-yard touchdown pass from Rebarger to Brady Minkey to give him the lead. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught here. 45-yard line out to the 47. They get the ball to Alec Waters. Northwest has got the ball up near midfield to spot the football here at the 47. They get a first down. So another exciting finish here for Hastings High. They're up by 6 points with their defense trying to keep Northwest out of the end zone here. First down, 10 yards to go. Northwest with the ball on their own 47. Here comes the pressure. Crochelle gets away. He's into the open 45-50. Inside Hastings High territory to the 45. Still on his feet, battling over there to the 43-yard line. It is going to be enough for another first down. And now a late penalty flag. Did I see a flag? I did not. All right. They're going to mark this football over there at the 43-yard line of Hastings High. So Northwest has got the ball in Tiger territory. Trailing by 6 points here in the contest. We're down to 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play. The clock is stopped while they set the chains on the far sideline.
Well, and again, Kershaw's shoe come loose on that play. That might have been what you seen down on the field and not a penalty flag. Hastings can ill afford to have a penalty, a silly mistake here. But again, they've given up two big plays here, and that one there goes for 11 yards. And right now, the other important thing is Hastings High has had a tough time tackling in the last few games. They need to tackle real well here.
The Northwest with the ball, first down and 10 yards to go for the Tiger 43. Crochelle has got the ball, rolls out right side, stops, fires the ball. It's going to be juggled and down to the turf it goes, and a penalty flag comes down. A penalty flag is going to go down. Tyler Rebarger is going to be hit with pass interference on Alec Waters. Waters had it in his hands, juggled the ball, it fell down to the turf, and a late penalty flag. A pass interference call is going to be whipped on Tyler Rebarger, and that's going to cost the Tigers some yardage here. There's the call. Pass interference against Hastings.
Boy, and really a late flag on that one, as Tyler was clearly there just a split second before the ball got there. But again, the officials didn't throw the flag until the crowd started yelling at him. And then you've seen two of the officials throw the flag, and Rick Rebarger out on the field expressing his feelings on the call. But again, Grand Island Northwest now with 2:32, and they're marching the football all the way down to the Tiger 29-yard line, first and 10 here. 2:32 left to go in the ball game.
Hastings High leading by only 6 points. A missed extra point. Remember what we told you about that a couple of minutes ago. Could come back to haunt the Tigers right here. Crochelle with the ball. There's a pass that could be caught, but a penalty flag goes down. They blow this one dead.
Yeah, I think this will go against Grand Island Northwest. Cost them 5 yards as there was three penalty flags thrown, and the Tigers are signaling to Grand Island Northwest.
So illegal procedure call here on the Vikings. That'll cost them 5 yards. It seems like Northwest has only run about three or four plays. You know, the entire duration of the ball game, we've seen the slant pattern a couple of times. Rochelle has done a good job distributing the ball to a couple of different guys, but they're all running slant patterns across the middle against this Hastings High Tiger defense.
Well, and the Tigers are just playing back off of them, kind of just making sure nobody slips beside you or by you and make a foolish play. But again, they're just chewing up 10, 11 yards a play here, but they've got a penalty here. It's first and 15 now for the Vikes.
From the 34-yard line, there's another pass that's going to be thrown behind the intended receiver over there. Hastings High had a chance to grab that one, and it was down to the turf. So they were trying to go over there to the left side. That was number four again, Alex Larson. The pass was thrown behind him, and Hastings High nearly had a pick.
Yeah, Larson wasn't even looking for the football, and Austin Giddison was over there, and he made a diving stab at it, nearly got it scooped up off the turf. That would have been the ball game. But it falls incomplete, second down at 15, 2:29 left to go.
From the Hastings High 33-yard line, here's another running play from Kershaw, and this time he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. So Dylan Kershaw trying to run the ball. He faked the slant banner there and then trying to get away, trying to find a little steam off of the right side, but the Tigers close in a hurry, and it's going to bring up a third down situation.
Boy, and very quickly in a line, but that is the same play that Crochelle scored on that long touchdown run, just a fake pass, and then he took it up the middle.
Here's Crochelle. There's a slant pattern. He's going to be caught over there by Alex Larson. He's going to be stopped short of a first down, and now Grand Island Northwest will be looking at a fourth down. Wait a minute, we've got a penalty flag. Let's see if this one counts. They may have blown this one dead. No, do we have a penalty flag or not? They're going to give him the catch up here.
Be a gain of five.
A gain of about 5 yards in the play. So it's fourth down and 10. The football is sitting at the Hastings High 28-yard line. 1 minute, 44 seconds to play. Fourth down and 10. This is the ball game. Hastings High with a six-point lead over Grand Island Northwest. Vikings have the ball at the 28-yard line of Hastings High on fourth down and 10 yards to go. Crochelle waiting for the snap. He's got it. Rolls to the right side. He's set. He fires the ball near side. It's going to be knocked down. Incomplete pass.
Great play by Jordan Perez, playing off the would-be receiver. He was going downfield to Austin Anderson, number 32, but Perez makes a break on the football. He could have picked that one off and took it to the house, but Perez comes right in front of the receiver, knocks it down, and that should be the ball game here as they change the down marker. So with 1:26 left to go, Jordan Perez, the play of the night. There has been some big, big defensive plays. You're going to have a difficult time picking a player on both sides of the ball. The Tigers have had so many guys play well tonight. And Perez puts his name into the ballot box, knocks the fourth down pass down, and the Tigers have the ball.
And the Tigers will go to their victory formation, and Hastings High is going to wrap up the 2011 season tonight with a victory over their longtime rivals in Grand Island Northwest. An exciting football game tonight. The final score is going to be 34-28 as the Tigers will have to snap the ball just a couple of more times here. Northwest is out of timeouts here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High has got all three of theirs left. We're running that 107 right now. So Hastings High, after a struggle throughout the year this year, is going to wrap up the season on a winning note here tonight. Rick Rebarger, I'm sure, is not going to be any happier when he gets up to the press box here tonight, as Hastings High is going to win one to wrap up their season here. We're down to 48 seconds to play. Hastings will just take one more knee, and that should be just about it, as the officials will mark the ball one more time. Hastings officially going to be looking at a third down situation here. But Hastings High missing on a field goal attempt with 3:49 to play in the fourth quarter. That would have given them a 9-point lead. Northwest comes right back. It's down to the Hastings High 28-yard line. And on fourth down, through an incomplete pass, knocked down by Perez of Hastings High. And the Tigers going to win one here to wrap up the 2011 season, and that's the ball game. Hastings took one more snap. We're down to 15 seconds to go. They won't have to snap it anymore. And the Hastings High Tigers, Jimmy, going to get out of here with a hard-fought 34-28 victory over the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest tonight. Hastings High will finish the season 4 wins and 5 losses.
Well, and the one thing we talked about coming into the ball game, there is a sliver of hope for Hastings High to get into the Class B playoffs. They have to have a lot to happen, but again, they had to have a victory tonight to even worry about that situation. And the Hastings High Tigers, boy, they bring it right down to the wire, but some big, big plays, as we'll go over that stuff here in a little bit, but they come away with a nice victory here. They win 34-28.
All right, so this went into books. Hastings High wins it here tonight over Grand Island Northwest, scoring a touchdown with 5:34 to play in the football game. They go on to win this baby 34-28. We'll come back with the numbers right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you purchase a set of 4 eligible Cooper tires. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the Money and Ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI 1230 KHAS.
Right back here at Viking Field in Grand Island Northwest, Hastings High has picked up a victory here in their final game of the 2011 season. They beat the Vikings by the score of 34-28. While Jimmy totals up the final numbers here in this one, we'll run down the scoring for you if you missed it. It was an exciting first half. Northwest scored in their third play from the line of scrimmage tonight. Dylan Crochelle goes in from 58 yards out. Grand Island Northwest had a 7-0 lead. Hastings got the ball for the first time. They scored in the second play in the line of scrimmage as Tyler Rebarger goes 56 yards for a touchdown to tie things up at 7 points apiece. On the next series for Hastings High, Austin Herringer got loose for an 87-yard touchdown. And we were at 14-7 with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Northwest then blocks the Hastings High punt, took over at the 9-yard line. 4 plays later, it was a Dylan Crochelle again taking it in from 3 yards out. That made the score 14-14 with just under 10 minutes to play in the first half. Crochelle then got in from 5 yards out, 21-14 late in the second quarter. That's the way the first half ended. Hastings High, their opening possession of the second half, went 10 plays, 80 yards, getting a 27-yard touchdown from Brady Minkey after the PAT is tied up again at 21 points apiece. Patrick Opperman then intercepts the pass for the Hastings High defense, returned the ball down to the 1 yard line. Very next play, Tyler Rebarger took it in for a touchdown. Hastings High had the lead at 28-21. Northwest came back. They got a 39-yard touchdown pass from Crochelle to Alex Larson. It covers 39 yards with 47 seconds to play in the third. That tied things up at 28 points apiece. Hastings High then getting a 32-yard touchdown pass from Rebarger to Brady Mickey with 5:34 to play in the fourth quarter. The PAT was no good. Hastings High had a six-point lead, 34-28. The Tigers then got the ball back late in the fourth quarter, actually went down, tried a 35-yard field goal attempt that sailed wide left. Northwest got the ball back, brought it all the way down to the Hastings High 28-yard line in the final seconds of the ball game, but could not convert on a fourth down. And the Hastings High Tigers get out of here tonight with a victory, 34-28, over the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest.
Unofficially, final tally, 753 yards of total offense between the two teams. Grand Island Northwest, by the way, you'll hear in just a few minutes, out-yarded the Hastings High Tigers, but it's all that counts on the scoreboard, and the Tigers come away with a victory here on the last game of the regular season. For Grand Island Northwest, their quarterback, Dylan Crochelle, went all the way tonight, 19 of 30 passing, 242 yards. He had one touchdown. That was of 39 yards and one interception. The Vikings rushed the football 35 times for 155 yards of total offense. Remember, 58 of them was on that long touchdown run by Crochelle, so the rush defense for Hastings High really did a great job, tightened up. It was all through the air on the arm of Crochelle. So 397 yards of total offense for Grand Island Northwest, 16 first downs. The leading ball carrier tonight, Dylan Crochelle, 23 carries, 121 yards, three touchdowns. He also threw for one, so a great job by Crochelle as he plays his last ball game as a Viking. For the Hastings High Tigers, not a lot of passing tonight. They didn't need a lot. Tyler Rebarger was 3 of 6 passing, 51 yards, all of them in the second half, one touchdown, one pick. The Tigers, 37 carries, 305 yards on the ground, so 356 of rushing for the Tigers tonight, 9 first downs. All of them came in the second half. The Tigers without a first down there in the first half. Individual leaders,